This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Before this episode starts, first off, enjoy this beautiful scenery of wild horses running free in the wild. Look at that. Beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. Before this episode starts, I want to let you guys know that me and Jay will be doing JFL 42 tomorrow, having a conversation with our guy, the one and only Silkman Johnson, aka Tyrone Edwards. We're going to be chopping it up with him, talking to you guys about our journey, answering questions, talking about the problems that we face when we're coming up, and also me revealing some big news that may already be out in the media, but if y'all not looking for it, y'all ain't gonna find it. You heard me? Come fuck with the kids, man. So pull up on us tomorrow. We're gonna be downtown at the TIFF Lightbox Theaters. You can get your tickets. Just scroll down. They're gonna be at the top of the description. JFL 42. It's gonna be a good time. Second, the 4YE hats are up right now, so if y'all ain't get a chance, go get them now. One of them joints is already sold out, so before they all sell out, go get them now so you can say you got something to cover your domes, because it's gonna be a cold winter. Even though they ain't protecting your ears, it's gonna, you gotta protect the top of your head.
This episode of Random Order is brought to you by Privacy.com. Privacy.com lets you buy stuff online using virtual credit cards instead of your actual credit cards. So that way, when you're shopping online, all your personal information and all your banking information, it's all protected. We work so hard to secure the bag, you feel me? So why not secure the bag?
Are y'all catching my drift?
Fucking now if you're
so what?
You guys got a bonus voice crack. Oh man.
100.
Man. It's that time. Happy Friday to the people, man.
Jeez, Nick.
This is the people's show.
Sounds like there's a fucking rock in my speaker. I don't know what the fuck
is shaking
going on.
Shit?
Yeah, but I think the headphones broken. I don't know.
B-Baby Trey in the building.
My fucking baby, man.
Figuring out his headphones and such.
Yeah.
Welcome back to a brand new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media, presented by Much Studios. Recording from the Artscape Daniels Launchpad in Toronto. Yo, it's your boy Jay Richards, man. Right off the bat, I'm in a 4YE hat. You know what I'm saying?
Huh, you like that?
That little chucker hat thing going
like
on.
That
y'all could go. You know what I'm saying? As the kids say, get that.
The kids say that.
That. That's what the kids are saying.
Go, yeah. Go cop that.
That's what the kids are saying these days. Go buy that.
Yeah,
that's what they're sorry. Saying. So yeah, 4YE.ca, that's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Three little caps there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Big chocolate.
What's good with y'all? What's good with y'all, man?
Chilling, man. Back. You know what it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
My man out here eating sushi.
Yeah, I got the sushi up. I ain't mean to do that to y'all. You heard?
Yeah.
I ain't mean to do that to y'all, but it's whatever. 6ix9ine snitching. It's whatever. We'll get into that.
Yo, we got a very, very special guest today.
With a lot to say, you heard?
Oh, well, my man got a lot on his mind.
Been 37 episodes?
Yeah, 38 episodes for this man.
38 episodes.
To finally put his foot down and be like, yo.
Yo, that's
I got
it,
some shit on my fucking chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I got to get this off on his podcast.
He said that to me, yeah.
Yeah.
My man, Faitana, the human bandana.
Get it how
y'all
you
know what this is. Blech, blech, blech.
Welcome to the show, baby. You know what this is. Best podcast out, man. We gone for a minute. We put another episode out. Now we back eating sushi on y'all niggas. Like, what's up?
You don't know what's
what kind of sushi that is.
And the wasabi is already applied, pre-applied.
It's wasabi paste.
Yo, it's grated wasabi. Paste.
Bro, that shit hurts, bro. When you eat
that
shit.
Yeah, you're not a man. Yeah. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, you ain't doing that.
Nah, I was there before. I'm like, I'm not a man. I'm working on it. Got a couple of hairs on my... You got hair on your chest?
Me?
Yeah.
Nah, I don't.
I could answer that for you. Yo, give me a quick applause for everybody that can eat sushi with chopsticks.
Y'all, I'm embarrassed when I go out to eat sushi with my people and they're asking for forks and shit.
Yeah, I used
not
to
not respecting
that.
A cult. Yeah, nah, we not with that.
Yeah.
Let me get them chopsticks.
Y'all need that. Oh, soy sauce and ginger right there.
What is that? What is that?
Hmm?
What kind is it?
It's a salmon.
It's salmon. Oh, yeah, I can't do the wasabi, though.
No, there's not one over here. I left you one.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Real friends.
No, I just ran out of wasabi, for real.
Wish it gave me two packs.
Yeah. I opened up some questions for y'all to ask me on my Instagram and the Random Order Instagram. So this is why you guys got to be following us, because I know y'all niggas got questions. Flood them over there. From time to time, we'll go check them out. Maybe answer some of your shit. Maybe we won't.
Yeah, let's do an audio exclusive
today.
So at the end of this episode, we'll answer all your questions, whatever we got.
You got to come to the audio side.
Yeah, you gotta go to the audio now. Sorry, that's what we're doing. That's where we're at right now. Watch the video. You answer the question.
We're like, what is that shit? Puppeteers?
I'm puppeteering.
Fucking
you guys.
Playing with y'all niggas.
Yeah, you gotta go over. Yo, there
I like to be
audio.
Playing with, bro. What you guys doing, bro? Yeah, man. So we gonna answer y'all questions at the end of this shit, at the audio. Look at us just doing new things. Eating sushi. I'm comfortable.
You thought she was about to be the same?
Yo, facts. Baby Trey, Random Order 38. Y'all know what it is, man. Welcome back. Hope y'all niggas having a fabtabulous. A fabtabulous. That is a new word.
I like
fabtabulous.
That one. I like that one.
Friday.
That's fire.
And you know what it is, man? I say, yo, you know what I miss on Fridays? 106 and Paul Freestyle Fridays. So...
Yeah.
You think they know what's about to happen? Whoa.
Who's that?
Yo.
All off the tippy. Y'all niggas weird.
Yeah.
It's Baby Trey. You know what it is. All right. Let's start it off like this. Yo. What we talking about?
Muffins.
I need to let y'all niggas know this ain't written. I got some muffins on me if you niggas need some Smithins. Yeah, I call my guns muffins just in case the feds listen. Call my guns muffins, yeah.
Okay.
Shout out 6ix9ine, that nigga snitching, huh? I may go to prison, huh? I may get evicted, huh? Cause 6ix9ine is snitching, yo.
That's crazy.
I may fuck around, get a sandwich. I'm at the crib, upgrading my internet bandwidth. You know what it is, downloads up and down. We uploading the show, that shit goes up an hour plus, man.
Yeah.
Got my shoes on, got my hat on. You could have your hat too. 4ie.ca.
Yeah.
I don't play games, this ain't EA.
Woo!
Yeah. This is all games. Off the tippy.
Yeah.
Y'all is not fucking with me.
Yeah.
Shit. Beard oil in. Shit. Y'all my sons, my kids, my people.
Yo.
Thank you for listening. Random Elder Show in the morning or the evening. Shit. I'm cheesing.
Homie, the waves is
every
spinning.
Weekend, y'all. Yep.
No grill, but your boy is grinning. Coming through, I got so much time for sinning. I'm always winning from the beginning. You niggas ain't with it. I got flows for days. Niggas is crazy. Wait, he snitching? That's fucking crazy.
You call him
I'm
snitch
wavy.
Nine?
Come through on the block like I'm crazy. I don't fuck around. I got work by the pound. Okay, psych. I come through it like a lot of like Mike's Air Nikes on my feet. Come through the cipher complete, yo. Hey, yo, I'm flowing off the top.
Yep.
It don't stop. You niggas on my jock. But hop off. I come through. Rocks off. I don't know, I'm just freestyling. The flow so crazy, I'm just like I'm wilding on an island out in Panama. Come through in the Panamera, same color Panera. I don't play around, I'm staring in the mirror.
This
I see the most gorgeous man I ever seen.
Yeah.
I come through, pour the Listerine. Goggle up my mouth, cause I gotta flow clean. Gotta have them pearly whites when I'm coming through, flowing. Hey, pass it to my man's on the right of me. Come through, and I'm fucking sniping like a sniper beam.
Woo.
I don't know what's going on. Yo.
Yo. Okay. All off the tippy.
All off the tippy.
Yo.
What's that?
Ain't no if, ain't no but, ain't no maybe. Niggas know me, it's the baby. Niggas know me, your girl got rabies. I don't touch it, I don't fuck with none of you whack niggas. You can't touch it. I don't even rap, but I can rap better than niggas. I come through over here, I'm better than niggas.
That's a fact.
I see what
man.
You doing over there, I'm better than niggas.
That's a fact.
I can come off the tippy, I'm so better than niggas.
Yo, I come through, carving niggas out like a pumpkin dude.
Yeah.
It's Halloween. Yeah, nigga, peekaboo. Woo. It's me, Faye Tanner, the human bandana. Is usually handing the camera, but now he's on my right hand, nigga. Shit, straight off the top, nigga. Just rolled out of bed, nigga. Waves on my top, nigga.
We ain't talking my hand, nigga.
It's waves on my bass, man. I'm levels ahead of you niggas. I do better than niggas. Man, scratch my head on these niggas.
What are y'all doing? What are y'all niggas doing?
Big Tana Boss.
Woo! He don't want to go, so I'ma go for him.
Hey.
Big Tanner, the human bandana. Yo. They asked what he looked like. This is what he looked like.
Yeah. Human bandana.
The bandana. Put a bandana behind him. That's the bandana.
Hey, yo.
I ain't playing, but I might blam ya. Hey, I come through it like five hammers. That's five mics in the source. Coming through, I got a floss. I don't play around, nigga. I really played the cost.
Woo.
I really paid the cost to be the boss.
Yo.
Hey, yo, I'm like this, too slime. Come through it, new rhymes.
Woo.
I don't know what's going on. I'm at the crib playing Apex. I come through and they flex. Man, I do that safe sex. Gotta have that latex.
Yo.
I'm going in. Cause I ain't trying to catch no STDs, man. I come through and you know I flow off the top.
Woo.
And you know you niggas don't know how we rock. It's Random Order. Oh, you thought this was a podcast. I'm flowing and I rhyme fast. I'm never stopping. The flow is never stopping. I'm like a Loch Ness monster. Come through and I stop you in the brand new Tim's.
In a bowl of pasta.
I don't play around. In a bowl of pasta. Hey, yo, I tell mama, come and hop in the driver.
Woo.
Cause I'm finna roll some ganja while you drive.
Damn, nigga. I might just freestyle the whole episode, nigga. I didn't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk about anything.
Yo, we can do that shit.
This is the freestyle episode.
Yeah, that's
with
the
Q&A at the end.
Yeah, it's back on the beat now.
Yeah.
Come through and I see clouds everywhere I look. I don't
Easy.
Play around. I'm not reading out the book. This is really off the top, man. It's simple how it look. I don't know. I'm really not that good at freestyling, but today I'm really vibing. I guess it might have been that wedges that I ate before.
Ooh,
or maybe the chicken wings. Yeah, I'm back on my meat shit. I see I've been missing things.
Yeah.
I don't play around. I'm just on some different shit. I don't know why I'm staring so intensely at the camera.
Uh-huh.
I'ma just do it, man. I'm really with the hammers.
Ooh.
No way, no, I'm not. I'm about no violence. I come through and I'm styling. I don't know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
6ix9ine snitching, man. I'm about to make a song.
Hey, yo,
play.
Fuck that. I stay with the hammers.
Yeah.
Niggas could get blammed up. I'm not playing. I'm coming off the top. My manager's like, yo, Trey Wildin. I'm like, sorry, Sarah. I'm really wildin'. I got the hammers on my side. Oh, you ain't knowing now, you know it.
Yeah.
Nigga, pull up on my side. Yeah, I'm gonna blow it.
Yeah.
Nigga, get blow back like 15 feet. I don't know, it was kinda deep. I had a shoddy by the seat. That nigga creep, he got blasted.
Ooh.
Niggas really asking, Trey, where you do this? Nah, I'm not snitching now.
Nah.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Don't do that. You know that's bad news. Come on, you don't do that. Shout out Cameron, Jim Jones, you already knew that.
Yeah.
You don't already knew that. You don't move that, huh? Hey, yo.
Yo.
Yo. Hey, yo.
Oh.
I might go to PJ's pet shop, pick up a cougar.
Yeah.
I ain't talking cats. Yeah. Off the medulla.
Ooh.
Shit, nigga. Easy ass rolling up a bowl of noodles.
Yeah.
Or rolling up a doobles.
Mm.
That's what the kids say now. We call them spliffs. Coming through. Random order with their hits. Shit.
With the hits and it don't stop, it never stop. I don't know if it will, cause it probably won't, cause I really possess all the skills to never stop, and I will kill you. No, I'm just playing.
Woke.
I don't know, it just sounds so good.
Yeah, it just
so
rhymes
just
really nicely.
Rhyme, that's what I'm doing. It's really off the tippy.
Yo.
I don't got the blicky,
uh-huh.
But I got your shorty, and she got the Mickeys. Man, that might be a drink from the 60s. That's fucking age wine. I come through, I age fine. You
woo,
see, I got
woo.
Nowhere on my face cause I age fine.
Woo.
Baby face assassin.
Shall
I do this on the same line, same
yeah.
time, same rhymes. No, it's not the same rhymes, but I do the same crimes. I slip lyrical homicide and I don't play around, man. You niggas know how to rhyme. Wait, maybe not, but we can do it on this podcast. About 24 hours, if I want, I'm never stopping. Yo, 6ix9ine, I hope you be alright when you get out, cause I don't know. Niggas on your head. Yo, someone take this flow, man. I'm feeling fucking dead. I'm trying to rap around the head. Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Rap around the head.
Hey,
is what this brim do. If Ooh. You order it on time, cause them shits may be gone.
Yeah.
For Y.E.C.A. them shits may be gone. Hey, yo, throw me words so I can show them.
Oh,
it's
easy.
Off the tippy. Niggas know me.
Lasagna.
I do this shit like lasagna. Five layers. Make sure there's cheese in there. Mm. I come through. Man, give me like a piece of bicycle in there. I'm riding my bicycle. Yeah. Niggas know me. I'm never on a fucking tricycle. National. Two wheels national. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I'm coming through off the top of the National Dome. National
Ontario.
Style Day. Ontario's my head. Where I rest my head at is what I meant to say, cause you know that's where I get my bread at.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm eating pizza, sometimes I'm eating slimy.
Yeah.
I don't really know. You know me, I got it by
champion.
Got the champion hoodie on me. Niggas can get popped though. Ooh. Niggas really see me.
Trousers.
You know I'm really not though. In the trousers, I may take them off your girl if I need that.
Hey.
Now I'm joking. Shout out Maria.
Hi, tricycles.
I said tricycles. I don't ride with those. You niggas don't rock with those. I never rocking on the reels. I got two wheels on me. Mm. That's me.
Doritos.
That's me. Doritos over there. Pass me a chip though.
Yeah.
I like some barbecue flavors. Pass me a chip though. I'm coming off the top. Please pass me a chip though.
Telescope.
Hey yo, where the dip though? Over there from the telescope. I see it at Loblaws. $2.99. That's
this
a good
is
deal.
All off the tippy.
Man, it's all off the tippy. I can ride for hours, you niggas not me. I'm like Austin Powers. You niggas don't got moves like me. I'm a groovy nigga, man. You don't got moves like me. I'm coming off the top. If you don't believe me, then ask me another question. Like where I got my watch? Like where I got my rings? Maz made it. You niggas cowards. I'm coming off the
cactus.
Top. I told you I'm like a cactus. Niggas get pricked. You niggas pricks. I fucked your bitch. I'm joking. I'm over here just doing my shit. I'm
Christmas.
Doing my biz. Christmas time's like right now, cause y'all niggas getting gifts like these hats on right now. They on sale probably like right now. I keep going.
Yo,
I don't care.
What's a good word?
Stop. I keep flowing.
A good word? Flowing. Oh, flowing. Shit. And I was snowing.
Hey.
Canada, man. That's how it is. One day is sunny. One day is fucking snowing. Niggas making snowmans. And we not talking about precipitation. Yeah.
Babushka.
We talking about that white, that babushka. Yeah. Take care of your gut health. Yeah. Your girl at my house. Taking care of her gut health. I'm joking, man. I'm a lawyer,
Willy
man.
Wonka.
I hold it down like my man Willy Wonka did.
Mm.
With that golden ticket that I gave to your... Hey, come on now. It's a family show.
Penalty.
My man facing penalties. Shout out 6ix9ine Psych. Cause he's snitching. Can't do that. You got coke, don't move that.
Permanent.
Permanent damage to his rep is what 6ix9ine is doing.
Yo.
Oozing. Shit, his respect is oozing.
Just live your life and don't try to be a gangster. Live your life because you niggas just a wangsters. I come through,
this
I prank ya. I come
tippy.
Through, I might shank ya. If we was out in London,
AirPods.
Then I'm like, Top Boy, AirPods, not on right now, but I always got them because I gotta have the flows rocking.
Woo.
The music never stopping. The AirPods, he put them up to show you.
Nose hairs.
I know that my nose hair is so soiled, so embroiled.
See the nose hairs?
I don't know what that is, but it sounds good. I'm flowing. I don't know what
mustache bandit.
Man, my mustache is crazy. I'm the mustache bandit.
Woo!
I come through and you know your boy just planned it. I
sandwich.
Scam it. I'm never scamming. I'm eating a sandwich.
Yep.
It might have turkey in it
bandage.
Because I'm eating meat. Man, I put the bandage on the back of my leg. I cut it the other day.
Aladdin.
I was so pissed. I can't say. I might have watched Aladdin back in the day. I gotta see the new one to see if they did it justice. I hope they did.
Netflix.
I don't know. But I got Netflix when I'm at the crib with my girl. We watch mad shit. It's crazy. I got mad series started, man. There's lines everywhere. That means I watched it. I'm watching Breaking Bad. I can't stop it.
Break
I'm
loops.
Coming off the top. Break loops?
Fruit loops, I'm bad.
Fruit loops is crazy. That used to be my favorite cereal. Now everything's material. Now everything's venereal. Like a disease. I come through and bite your knees. I don't know why, but I did it. The flow so authentic. It's never rented. I didn't predict it. I got Yeezys on my screen. I never bought them shits. I wanted them real bad, but
rainbow.
I couldn't cop them shit. And now you see a nigga with a rainbow hair in the media. I don't know why, but 6ix9ine, I ain't seeing you.
Woo.
I've never been around you, so don't snitch on me. I don't know if you gonna snitch
cheese
on
board.
Me, but we gonna see. Cheese board is what you said? Yo, I'd like a cheese board with some red wine. My nigga Trey showed me how to sniff it and told me how to twist it and showed me how to enlift it and really
Back.
Take it in like I got some senses.
Gifted.
I don't know what I'm gifted. Hold up. I had some spit in my mouth, I had to swallow real quick. Pause, I had to hollow real quick. I got the hollow, cause I'm like so gorgeous, I could have been a model.
Blue Acura.
Blue Acura, it's on Spotify now, and Apple Music, go stream it so I can lose it. Trying to do all these shows, I'm abusing. The flow, I'm abusing. The beat, I'm abusing. I come through and I'm not like a user. I don't do no hard drugs.
Yeah.
Mites, smoke a little weed once in a while, but it's cool, cause I chill out. I'm really not a child. 26, been on this earth for really quite a while. Give me more shit to flow about. I'm never fucking stopping. Yo, this is a podcast.
Pine cone.
No, it's not.
Fucking stopping.
Yo, it's a pine. Got a pine cone in my pocket.
Yo,
I'm
Holly Lockett.
Holly Lockett. What? A Lockett? You said a Lockett?
Holly Lockett.
Holly Lockett.
Like the toy that used to be on TV. Niggas is watching TV. Now you're at your random order show, yo. Bombs rapping all day, non-stopping. Bars non-stopping. Whether you came for a podcast, you got rhymes, nigga. So better be happy with it.
Yeah.
Shit, nigga.
Yeah, baby.
It's already Christmas.
Yo. That's why I say coming down south with it, pussy. Nigga really wanna watch him out with it. I pull up on you in the corner and I'm sprinting. Told you, nigga, that I got the sprinter and I'm just sprinting. If your bitch is on my mouth, I'ma take a bite of Snickers. I'ma take a fucking Snickers, nigga. See these fucking sneakers? Been 250 for these Chicago A1s. These niggas over here, y'all JFL niggas got 42. No JFL 42, I heard you can't catch Dre and Trey. They over there talking about some shit like what they say, like what they name is. Hey, where they from? And how they came up?
Winter coat.
Nigga got their winter coat from like Canada Goose. I think that shit from there. Yeah, I spent the cool grip.
Call of
you
Duty.
See, I'm down from down south, but I can spray the gun like Call of Duty. Spraying gun like Call of Duty. Yeah. These niggas booty. Yeah. I swear to God, you niggas eat on some booty.
Nudie.
All night, I'm like, yo, nudie. I come and. Yeah, I do this. Nigga, give a fuck what y'all niggas talking about, man.
Was that an hour?
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here now.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here. Wrap this shit up. Yeah.
Random order. Thank you guys for the
Whoa. I literally only stopped because I couldn't put another. It wouldn't let me put another track down.
Yo, that nigga's the
Yo, the application says stop it. Yo, please.
How long was that?
Y'all know what time it is. How long was that?
Y'all want sushi?
Man, what's good with y'all, man?
I'm chilling, man.
Man, you know what it is.
Heard you had a bad basketball session yesterday, buddy.
Yeah, I actually did, man. It was
it's very big of you to admit that.
Man,
it was
just
your
like,
own game?
Yeah, bro. Oh, like man. I'm mad because like, yo, I started ever since I started biking a ball, like I got to bike downhill, depends on like where places are, right? So I had to bike downhill, then I have to like go uphill and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But like by the time I get there, my legs are fucking like tired.
Yeah.
So like my legs already feel like noodles, and then I start hooping.
You need your legs to hoop.
Yeah, so I start. So like the first game, I kind of start slow, but like I still scored and shit. We won the first game. That was straight. And then after that, it just went downhill from there. You know what I mean? But like, I mean, it's a team sport, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not gonna blame anyone. Faitano was definitely there. Tommy was there. Like I said, I'm not going to blame anyone, but niggas were walking up to half and pulling it like they're
no,
fucking
Tanner
was there and Tommy was there, but I'm not going to blame anyone.
No, it's not that you're blaming them. Just let them know that that was happening. Faitano was shooting a lot. Tommy was shooting a lot. They didn't go in many times.
Yeah.
We're not blaming them. It's not their fault that they keep missing
yeah.
shots.
You think you can see Tommy one-on-one?
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
I tell Tommy, I call him on his bullshit all the time. Tommy just be like running in, getting like touch, and then calling a foul. My nigga, this is my rule. Look, if you're like 6 feet, you're kind of a big nigga, or you want, if you're not a big nigga, if you want to act like a big nigga and go into the fucking paint, you're gonna get touched. Don't call a fucking foul. I find that shit so like it just slows the game down. Gets niggas mad. Niggas start arguing. Then niggas go sit down and say, "Yo, I'm done." I'm like, bro, like look what you did.
I eat beer fouls,
bro. I just don't call it. Yeah. I'm literally scratched up everywhere.
It's like, bro,
I don't call it. I'm just like, bro, just keep the game going, like run it.
Yeah.
Tommy's one of those niggas that calls way too many fouls, and it slows the game down, gives the other team momentum to get cheesed at us and shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call no niggas out.
No, I feel you on that, bro. It happens, bro. You know, not every session is good. I had two crazy, like, bad ball sessions. I quit. You know what I mean? You
not yesterday, that. Though, because yesterday you didn't make
yesterday
it.
Yesterday I didn't make it, you know.
The thing is, you made it there, but you didn't make it in.
I made it. All right. Story time.
All right.
So I was pulling up to ball.
First off, sorry. Before you tell the story.
What?
You know, just look at my face right now. tell the story. You'll get why I'm making this face.
Before I tell this story, all I want to say is be in control of your own destiny. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, shout out to that.
You know what I'm saying?
I can never get this nigga. It's impossible.
You know what I'm saying? Make decisions that are good for you. Put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Who sang that song? You better put that woman first. Who sang that song? Is that Tyrese?
I think that was
I feel like it was Jaheim.
I was about to say Jaheim.
Yeah. It was Jaheim.
Okay,
shout out to Jaheim. Put yourself first though. Anyway,
I'm about to say Jada Kiss actually.
Mm-hmm.
You might have been on the remix. Yeah. So I was coming downtown. I didn't leave my house a little late, but I hit some traffic. So I was supposed to meet Trevon at his house.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't. I called you at six. Yeah, I was at home. I was doing work stuff, whatever. And I left around like 7:30. Mm-hmm. Hit some traffic. So I got here around like 8:50. Ball was at 9:15. So I'm like, you know, I'll just meet you there. There's really no point in going to your house. I'm like, what's the address? First of all, Faitana's asking for the address too. Nobody knew the address, but he invited people though, but nobody knew the address.
The nigga just said slide, bro.
Slide, bro. Come on, bro.
Yo, what's the address? Bro, just slide, bro.
So,
bro,
right?
Just slide.
So for a little more context, I don't live downtown, guys. I live in Brampton. I live 40 minutes from downtown, right?
We don't live downtown either, so. Mm-hmm. Don't look for a house and shit.
So, he's like, yo, I'm like, texting him like, yo, what's the address? He's like, oh, sorry, I was working. I called this guy. I think he called me. No, I called him. And he's like, yo, go to Billy Bishop. I don't know where the fuck Billy Bishop is. I don't live down here. I put it in my GPS. It's like, first of all, I put Billy Bishop in and it's like on water. It's like there's a ferry there. How the fuck am I supposed to get there? Whatever. I'm like, I'm going to drive in that general direction. I'm pretty sure Trevon, my good friend, will send me the address in the next 5-10 minutes. Right?
Don't do this.
We just got off the phone. No, it's my turn.
I won't cut you off.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead. I'll move the fucking mic.
Matter of fact, take this gum out of my mouth so I can really talk. So I get to the area. I'm like, hey, it's at a community center, recreation center. So I'm like, all right, it's probably parking by the community center. It has to be, right? Pull up, I don't see any parking. So I open up my app, try to look for parking. I go to this first fucking parking garage. It's like $12, but it's sketchy as fuck. I'm pretty sure like people live down there. I seen like lawn chairs and blankets and
people don't just,
but I'm like, you know what, like my whip's pretty old, 2003. It's an old boy. No one's gonna touch my whip. I'm gonna park right here. I'm gonna go. So I'm paying for my parking. The machine's not working. I'm like, what the fuck, like why is this not working? I tried like 2-3 times, not working. I asked the
does
man
smell like piss in there?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, someone lives there.
Yeah, I asked the man, I'm like, yo, does this machine work? He's like, it works. I keep trying it, it's not working. He's like, yo, just download the app. Sir, I don't download apps on road, my brother. I don't have data for that. What the fuck? So I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna go somewhere else. So I leave there, I go to the next spot. It's like 7 minutes away, $15. So now my price is going up for recreational basketball. Just so you guys know. So I get close to this thing on my GPS. I don't see this parking garage that I'm trying to go to. So I'm about to make this left. If you guys don't know Toronto, there's streetcars down here, right? So sometimes a streetcar will have like its own lane. Like you can't go in that streetcar lane, but it'll reduce the lanes on the street for cars. So I didn't notice this. It's a left I never took before. So I made the left right into the streetcar tracks. Everybody's honking me like, yo, you're on a streetcar track. What is this guy doing?
Yo, this guy's fucked.
I said, I'm going home. That was the last straw for me.
Okay, so now when you're making a left turn and then you saw the sign that says no cars.
No.
What were your thoughts?
Okay, there would probably be a sign, but I didn't notice the sign.
And the red flashing.
No, there was no lights. No, there was no lights.
What did you?
There was no lights. It was 9 o'clock at night, so it was pitch dark. I wear glasses, guys. I did have my glasses on, but my vision is not A1. And in Brampton, we make wide lefts. That's how we make lefts in Brampton. I didn't know of a tight ass left turn.
Okay, so now when you notice the other cars in front of you,
I was the first car. I was in front. Okay. I was the first one at the left. I was sending the energy off. You feel me? So when I turned into that shit, I thought two things: either God's giving me a sign to go home, or the devil's trying to kill me. Either way,
or they need more signs.
I'm going home. So I'm going home, and right when I make.
First voice crack of the show.
I had to bring the mic back for that. You need more water, brother?
Syrup, maybe.
Continue.
I just freestyle for like half an hour. That's what that
no,
is.
No,
right?
Your voice, you know, is cracking because God knows you're a fucking liar.
Anyways, right when I decide to go home, I put my address in the GPS because I don't know where I am currently. Because I'm in a new territory that I've never driven before. This guy texts me like, yo, I don't even remember what this nigga said. Fuck this nigga anyways. But I was like, bro, I'm good. I'm going home.
He's like, what? Why? I said, I'm good, bro.
And I went home.
And I made a power move. I made a power move for me. And I don't have no regrets. Sorry, Julian, because I know you probably needed me to be there for numbers wise, but yeah. I went home. You know what I mean? I took a nice shower.
Didn't even hoop.
Just took a nice shower to wash all the negative juju off of me.
Yeah.
And I played video games.
That's a major power move, my man. It's a major power move.
What now, nigga? What?
First off, I don't appreciate you coming at me with that that tone, that energy, that kind of vibe.
Bro, know? I can't, when I move.
Whoa. Your turn
no,
is done.
No, wait.
You asked me, right, what now, nigga?
Right, go ahead. You're right.
Yeah, you getting hot.
It's hot in here. I got lights on me everywhere.
So do I. I'm cool as a pickle.
You're wearing a shirt. I'm wearing a sweater.
Well, all right, nigga. Yeah, all right. And what? I ain't dressed you today. Yo, speaking of dressing, I'm finna dress the situation. It's all fucked up. Because you heard? 6 o'clock, me and Jermaine called this nigga. I'm like, yo, I didn't call him.
I was just fucking there and trying
to call him. Yeah. Like, see, lies already. If you guys want to believe his story, go ahead. But
it didn't start with the truth.
So
Hold on. Jermaine, did I not say, let me call this nigga?
You said let me, as in you.
Yeah, but
you called him.
That's, you're there. So that's an idea for you to say, like, yeah, let's call
police kick down the door and say, hey, who the fuck called this guy? I'm like, oh, that guy. Tron did it. All
right. So it was my idea to call this nigga, but Jermaine had conversations with him. You heard? I called this nigga. I'm like, yo, what's up, Duke? He's like, yo, what's up with this bullshit? Because I was working, so I wasn't really on my phone. I'm like, boom, bop. I'm going to go here. I don't have a location I can send it to you, but why don't you just pull up to my house early? Like, what are you doing right now? I haven't seen you in a minute. Come chill at the crib. It was around 6 o'clock. Ball starts at 9. He's like, all right, bet. I'm going to do that. So I'm like, all right, bet. Do that. So then he's like, all right, bet. I'm going to do that. So I'm like, all right, bet. I'll see you soon. And then I'm like, yo, meanwhile, like, I have this skit I want to pitch you. Pitch him an idea. He was laughing. We have a good time. He's like, all right, I'm about to slide out in like 20 minutes. Mind you, it's 6 o'clock. I probably pitch ideas probably around 6:30 now, maybe a little bit.
I could tell you how long we talked for.
It's not your turn. I told you I could tell them how long we talked for. How long did we talk for?
Bro, I asked you. I texted this guy at 6:25.
It's already all wrong. I called this man at 8:45.
Woo!
Yeah, so
you
my
said you
up.
Called me my at 6. What happened, brother?
My time was off. Okay. I was working. I was on my phone.
3 hours.
Okay.
Right? So, that doesn't make sense because we didn't talk for 24 seconds. Oh, right here. My fault. I called you at 7:17.
FaceTime, yeah.
7:17, and mm-hmm. we spoke for 7 minutes. So it wasn't 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. 7 minutes,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Seemed longer.
It was a short skit.
Maybe that's how it feels when you're talking
time
to friends.
Time flies when you're
yeah,
fun.
We're having fun.
Yeah.
So I told this guy to slide to the crib. He said, I'm about to leave in 20 minutes. That'd give us about like an hour or something.
And I did, right? I said I left 7:30, right? That's 20 minutes from 7:17 approximately in Jamaican.
Did you leave at that time?
Yeah.
So what the fuck? All right, whatever.
I hit traffic, brother.
For 2 hours?
Well, I had to get food and gas before I left.
There you go. Now you guys believe whoever you are.
How long does it take to pump gas,
you're
brother?
You're a freaking liar. Bro, okay, anyways. Boom, bop, we get there. Fast forward, we're over there now. I'm like, yo, where you at? This guy's like, yo, I'm not coming. I'm like, why? He's like, I can't find parking. First off, I told him, I didn't give him no address because he was supposed to come to the house. So then right off there, I'm like, I'm not texting nothing. I'm not checking my phone. Then he's like, yo, I'm not coming. What's the address? So I tell him it. I'm like, yo, just go here, but I'm going to text the address in a bit because I had to get the address from my man. So I got the address from my man, sent it to him. And then I just started riding there. So I started biking there. I get there. I'm warming up. Now I'm like, yo, where's this guy? Call him or I text him or whatever. Yo, where you at? I'm not coming. I couldn't find parking. I'm going home. My question is, you came all the way from Brampton. Why don't you just call me and say, yo, is there any place I can park?
What would you have said?
I would have said right across the street.
Every time I asked Trevon about parking in Toronto, he's like, I don't know, probably. There should be parking. Should be good.
That's what it is. Nigga, every time.
That doesn't help me locate it, though.
I drive everywhere. But you didn't call me in this location and say, yo, where should I park? Because I would have been like,
look,
yo.
I'm going to be honest. Right, it doesn't all fall on you, right?
Nothing falls on me.
No. I'm not going to say nothing falls on you. Because if you gave me the address.
You know why nothing falls on me?
With enough time for me to do my research.
Look, let me tell you. There's two different attitudes in this room. And one of them, I'm not feeling. Sheldon and Faitana both came to ball. Sheldon and Faitana both got the address at the exact same time. I can go show you the timestamps. I can put the motherfucking timestamps right up here, honey. Both these niggas got timestamps at the same time. One came to ball and one didn't. One found parking and one didn't. One asked fucking questions and one didn't.
Okay.
See, this is what gets me more upset because, like, the other day he's just like, oh, like, you don't tell me when you're home. You don't tell me when there's ball runs. And I'm like, all right.
You don't tell me when you're leaving, when you're canceling ball.
Yeah, I'm going to be a bad friend. I'm going to tell you where ball runs is. Then he does this shit. What do I do? How does one be perfect? I feel like I'm in a relationship with you.
No, shut the fuck up.
This is literally what shut a relationship
up.
Feels
nah,
like.
Nah, that's cap. Shut up.
Look at you look, smiling. You don't look, even have to say it. Nah,
I'm
baby,
say,
look.
I'm going to say
fuck all that. I'm over that.
Baby,
how was,
listen.
How was your day?
Yeah, my shit was all right. Y'all left. I did push-ups and shit. Yeah, shit, that was it. I'll be at the crib, man. Like, at the crib. When you stay home,
damn.
It's like everything's there. Like, you know where it is. You know the address is home. It's all where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. You know where the snack's at. Okay, boom. It's in the fridge or it's on top of the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
There's no conflict on the court because I'm not on the court. Mm-hmm. I'm at home. Everything goes my way when I'm at home. Okay. You know? Bro, I just love coming up with, like, complex excuses just to do nothing. Like, I go out of my way and just, like, just to fuck it. Yo, I'm like, hey, boom, I got this and I can't. You know what, man? It's, yeah. You would think that I have something else I really want to do. If you're to see what I'm canceling to, and then see what I'm actually doing, you probably fucking hate me as a friend. Nigga, I'm laying on my fucking stomach on the floor at one side.
What's the best worst lie you've told someone to, like, not go somewhere? The both of y'all.
I gotta do something for my dad.
That's a go to.
You can't fucking beat. You gotta do something for your dad.
Yo, I gotta do something for my pops.
My dad needs something done, and I'm the only one that could do it.
That's a good one.
So I can't.
My dad,
you're not gonna question that. I'll never ask, like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, what are you doing for your dad? I'm like, oh, fuck, it's your dad. Go take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true, still.
I've never been pressed, like, yo, okay, yo, what does your dad need?
Mm-mm.
Nowadays, I just be like, no, I'm not coming. I don't want it. I don't feel like it.
Yo, honestly.
Oh, you can't be that.
It hurts.
Like,
it hurts.
You ever notice people stop talking to you and shit?
No. I don't. You know what I'm saying? You go through life. You live a certain way, bro. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, the repercussions of how you live it changes you. You know what I'm saying? So now, like, don't talk to me. Please. I don't want you to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't, you know what I'm saying? I chill with the same people. They're there when I want to be there. They're okay when I don't want to be there. Except for yesterday. Actually, yeah, Javon wasn't really upset. I mean, I couldn't tell through text anyways. You're just like, all right.
With a period?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I can't get mad at shit, bro. You're not coming. All right. But I was just disappointed. I'm like, why didn't you just ask? Because I'm like, yo, I know the drive from Brampton to Toronto. So I know you're frustrated to say, yo, fuck this. I'm going home. Because that's not, like, down the street.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I was so very frustrated.
Like, yeah, I knew you were.
My levels were up still.
Yeah, they'd be violated, man. For parking?
Bro.
Why is it 27?
27. I've seen 30. I've never seen 32. On the app,
the highest parking I've ever seen in my highest parking I've ever seen in my whole life, $45 an hour. $45.
Mm-mm.
Like, there's a game going on.
No, New York is fucking
New York.
Dirty disrespectful.
New York.
Wow.
New York. 160.
It'll be 42 for like 10 minutes. You say, where are you going? I'm just going right there. The Starbucks right there. 50.
Bro, what the fuck? It'll be 10 minutes. I'm going to leave my baby in the car and I can just watch the whip.
Bro, because all their parking is like, you got to, like, they drive it. They take it downstairs.
All
some
shit.
Yeah, it's like machine shit or, like, it's some next shit. And I'm like, bro, this is, like, it's crazy, bro. Oh, my God. I just hate fucking driving, bro. Like, parking in Montreal, I got a ticket right when I got there. 78 bones. I still refuse to pay it.
78 bones?
You got to stop doing that, bro.
Doing
you
what?
Remember when you did that shit to me?
Do what?
With the ticket?
But who wants to pay a ticket?
Wants to pay. But I didn't want the ticket either.
How'd you do
it? You got him a ticket?
Bro, it's when we did group chat and I didn't pay for enough parking. And the thing?
How you gonna say I gotta stop doing that and that shit was like years ago?
Because that shit bothered me. That shit, you didn't handle that very correctly, my friend.
Is it handled right now though?
I paid for it.
That's all that matters. As long as
the debt collectors aren't calling.
I'm teaching you a lesson.
What is the lesson, man?
Pay that.
You handle that shit.
As a man.
I got nothing to do with that, homie. Yo.
You need to make the right moves for you. You got to
tell me. You right.
For real.
Right. That's the energy I'm on. You right.
For real.
You right.
Yo.
You absolutely right, my man.
Nah, because you're not paying. How you going to?
You can't depend on the next man.
You know what I'm saying?
But if the next man said they gonna pay it, then what?
Yo, can't depend on that.
Yo, at the end of the day,
why you stuttering?
At the end of the day, I was not in your car.
You were.
I did not put it in park. That's your fault, dude.
But why did you offer to pay it?
We did tell you 2 hours.
We did.
It was fine.
yo, I feel this still. Honestly, paying tickets is never something you want to do, and it just forgets. My dad pages me all the time.
No, he doesn't page you. He pages me for your fucking tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yo, man, pay this.
I'm like, bro, it's not me. It's him.
Link me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get mad at him for not calling. I told him, I'm like, Dad, if we had any tickets, just call me. It's me.
You told him that?
I did it, yeah.
Okay, because I was hesitant to say, like, Dad. Like, it's always probably Javon every time.
Yo, nah, it's always me, for real.
But yeah, I understand forgetting because I choose to forget, and I need to stop doing that with tickets. I just feel so ripped off. I'm like, fuck, what?
Bro,
you're not getting your money. If you're getting 45 or whatever, what is it, $30 out of me?
$30,
You're waiting the maximum.
Yo.
You're waiting as long as it possibly takes to get my fucking money. You're gonna
That's how
wait.
I think. It's like, yo, if you really want this 30 bones, you'll call me in a week. you'll send letters to my crib in a month. Like, you know?
If you really want this shit, you'll raise it to 45, nigga.
Yeah. Like the other day, I got a fucking red light ticket, right? And who even knew these still happened, right?
So did you know it's the fucking flash?
Yeah, I saw that shit. But I was just like, yo, fuck whatever. Who the fuck is doing that? I run this red light, right? And on everything I love, I don't even remember this shit being red. I'm not a risky.
Do you remember
the
flash being white?
Yeah, I do that. But yo, I remember fucking just driving home, and then my dad's just saying, yo, who the fuck got a ticket? I'm like, yo, what kind of ticket? Bro, $344 or something like that. And I'm like, yo, are you dumb? I'm like, yeah, I'm fighting this. I don't remember writing this. And they're like, yo, on a paper, the light was red for like 0.2 seconds. I'm like, bro, you guys are begging. Whatever, I go to fight it. And right away, they want to drop it to like, I think it's like to like half or like even below half.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, bro, see, you guys are just trying to tingle this money. It's the same shit with a tip. Like, tip? Like, maybe?
Four bills.
You ran it. What?
Remember?
And I'm like, bro, what the fuck? So that's why I don't like paying tickets. Because I'm like, bro, you guys, I got a ticket the other day and I fucking parked and paid. I paid it. And this guy still gave me a ticket. I'm like, are you dumb?
You fight that?
Bro, yeah, I did. To this day, sitting on my desk. I'm like, bro, you guys pay for that. I'm not paying. You guys want 30 bones so bad?
Lee, your credit's mush up, star.
Nah. I fought it still and they didn't email me back. So I'm like, I guess I won. I don't know. I'm like, yo, you guys dumb? And I'm like, yo, I'll send you screenshots. Say, no, I paid for that. Anyways.
I feel
it's
that.
You feel me?
I feel that. That's how I just be trying to move around Toronto correctly. You know what I'm saying? Do my research.
Stand by my car the whole time.
Due diligence. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny? I'm not going to lie. The parking yesterday, I was about to tell you, it's a parking lot. You have to pay for it, but don't.
the thing is, though, in many cases, if you get super lucky.
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder. rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, nah. If it's private property, I'm pretty sure you technically don't have to, they can't, you know?
Guys, don't listen to this.
Yo, I've tried it.
Don't listen to this.
Yo, I have a ticket right now. I have like 5 tickets right now.
Pay for your parking.
No, some of them are just like little companies and they're like,
look, guys.
The guy just, you're in my parking lot. You owe me $30 now. I'm like,
no.
Everyone's on the screen like, Sheldon,
Yo, I've done it.
Guys, there's an app called Best Parking.
No.
Download it.
No. This is the best app.
Zero. No, this is,
it's zero.
Yo, look.
Me, responsible.
No.
Irresponsible.
I don't get tickets like that.
I'm on that.
He gets fucking tickets.
I'm on that gang shit, nigga. Yo, listen, don't pull up on a nigga. Say, yo, this your parking lot. Read the fucking fine print. This is private prop. Yep, you're good. It is not government owned. It is owned by me. I'm saying, yo, pay me $70 to park on my property. If they want to get wassy, they can tow you, but they will not tow you unless you're there for like 5 days.
Bro, you got to watch out. You got to watch your surroundings. Evening. Oh, no one's here. No one's working here.
Where?
Oh, reserved for Stephen G.
Fuck is Stephen G? One.
If Stephen has not come to work yet, this nigga is not coming to work. It's 8 p.m. Stephen G doesn't need a spot.
Bro.
Free.
And they think you're Stephen G. That's the best fucking part.
How they say, oh, Stephen G doesn't drive this whip?
That's Stephen G's whip.
I'm Stephen G.
Y'all can do it like us. If you get a private property ticket, it will literally say on the ticket, this is not a city ticket. They have to tell you. It is not a city issued ticket.
The only thing is if you get unlucky, some of them are like signed up. This is creditor agency. And there's some of them will call you. Some of them, some of them hit me back. They're like, yo, I get a phone call. Hey, Jermaine, there's a parking ticket with outstanding fees from 2012, November.
I'll be like,
damn, what the fuck? If you do that, I respect you enough to be like, okay, this nigga wants his money. If you call me and I don't answer, text me. Because if it's that important, you'll fucking text me and say you'll answer.
Bro, about this. Oh my God,
I don't, I really don't. If I don't recognize the number, well,
I'm not answering you, bro. I don't get it.
Even if I know the number sometimes, I'm like, oh, it's that guy. Fuck it.
And this is a problem I face a lot. And this is kind of slightly on topic. But I don't like when people, like, they see me, they start talking to me, and I love when people see me and they feel like they can talk to me, all that. That's cool.
Yeah.
But like, to kind of go out your way and ask for something super personal is like, you're crossing the line. That's just like, this is weird. Unless you feel the vibe and you know it's not weird.
Well,
but like, ask me for my
example.
Instagram one, or say, yo, yeah, we got to follow each other on Instagram. Like, no, we don't have to. You could follow me if you
fine.
Want.
We were fine with us not following each other, me not following you.
So I'm like, yo, like, nah, like, you know what I mean? I don't really do that. He's like, yeah, I feel you. So just pulls out his phone and hands it to me on his keypad. Says, yo, just like, throw your number in, like, we'll link.
Mm-hmm. We won't link.
We won't link. We won't.
Yo, even if I give you my link,
we won't talk.
We're not gonna link because I'm never gonna answer.
Yeah,
the link is never gonna fully establish because you're gonna link me, but I'm not gonna accept the link.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
You're not gonna link.
Just like, yo, yeah, like. Bro, organic friendship.
What you should be saying is, yo, like, give me your number. I'm going to try to link you.
Yeah. Remember this guy hit me?
Or just take my number. You can call me whenever you want.
No.
Wait, what?
No.
Oh, like, you? Other nigga, if I was in that position, I'd be like, yo, here's my number if you ever want to call me.
Yeah.
But put it on a card or some shit, because I'm not going to take on my phone and put it down.
Nah, I'd be putting gum in that shit.
I mean,
I'm like, damn, I'm about to eat chicken wings, what I got? Oh, fuck, the only thing I have is this nigga's number. Fuck it.
They're not going to see that part. It is. But like, what were you going to say, Shows?
I was going to say, a nigga slid in my DM one time, and he was like, he's showing love. Like, I was like, ah, that's cool, what's up? And he's like, yo, I'm going to Sydney tomorrow, bro, let's go. Bro, I don't know. Who are you? I don't.
Is this a movie name?
Like, bro, where do you know me from? Where do you know me from?
Come on, man.
Like, come on, bro.
Man, like,
shout out to you, though. I fuck with you.
Was it all expenses paid? Or?
We didn't get that far. I think I said I was busy.
Okay, well, what's it?
How I see this shit, bro, is like, if everything was like kind of fair game and no one was like on this like offense taking tip, I'd be telling niggas straight, like, nah, like, I don't want to talk to you, bro. Like, I'm not realistically, like, come on, like, what? We're going to get ice cream together? Like, I don't even know you, bro. If it's organic, like, some people I ball, like, didn't talk to them, see them over and over and over again. Have my number now. You earned my respect, my
I hope I earned yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a two-way thing.
Yeah. We'll talk. And sometimes you're wrong because you'll give those niggas your number and they blow your phone up. I'm like, yo, no. But, like, sometimes I don't want to tell niggas straight, like, yo, nah, I'm not giving my numbers because that's when they turns a hater, like, yo, fuck that guy, bro.
This
like,
guy never answers the FaceTime.
This guy, what? This guy's too good for me?
Yeah.
No, bro, I just don't.
I don't.
Are you going to give your number out to Rand? I don't do that. I don't do that. Man, yeah, I have to know. If you have my number, man, know me. So, you know? I can clear my number. I swear to God, I can clear my whole contact list. I have maximum 20 numbers that I need.
That you need. Me, even less.
Yo, it's not even that I need numbers. It's that I need to know which phone calls to not answer. So I need to know your number so I can say, oh, I'm not answering.
Yeah, yeah. No,
it's that I save the number as do not answer.
Mm-hmm. Yo, I have eight of those.
Yeah.
But now I put do not answer and then where I met them and why they're annoying. Like in the notes thing.
Fucking long ass call you're waiting not answer. For it to go up. Do not answer.
McDonald's parking lot. Something about a fucking music. Something about a charity event.
I just think it was kind of cool, actually.
Shout out to people.
Yeah. Also, early but not early, but still slightly early, birthday to my man Julian. I just spat.
Happy birthday.
Well, now it's late.
Yeah, now it's late.
My man's birthday was on Sunday. Y'all go wish that man a happy
birthday. Yeah, just like that. It's crazy. I was fucking talking to my partner though. And I'm just like, yo, like, I have like a lot of friends like around me that's like, that kind of like been around me. And it's like, we started talking, you and my partner though. We were talking about just basically having like a core friendship. Mm. And it was weird, like not on some weird shit, but like as a kid, I was saying,
it was weird, but
weird, not on some weird shit. not on some weird shit, but I was saying to myself, like on a previous episode, yo, you know, when you just know shit as a kid. But then, like, you don't want to think like that or say it. And then people say, like, yo, you're weird or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as a kid, like, when I met Julian, I'm like, yo, I feel like I'm going to be friends with this nigga for life. But I was on some kid shit. But yeah. I'm like, maybe not. But then, what are we, like, 12 years later?
12? Probably more than that.
Since what, 12, 13, 2007. It's 2019.
What's 19 minus 7? Yeah, 2012.
That's 12 years. Yeah. No? I think about 12 years.
12 years, yeah.
Yeah, 12 years. 12 years later, it's like, fuck, I'm still friends with this guy, but it's like, we, like, literally, there's no one new in my friend group or immediate friend group that's just like, there's new people, of course, but it's just like, you know, like, you have your core, you have mm-hmm. your core group mm-hmm. that's like, any new people that meet me, I'm introducing you to Julian, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's kind of what it is, but we started, like, looking at people that just, like, kind of, like, I don't know, just, like, wishy-washy or, like, get too close to certain friends. It's like, yo, it's really, really important to, like, watch the company that's around you because you slowly turn into those people. And like, no matter what you do, you slowly turn into those people. You may not know, but it's just like, that's why like a lot of things is just dangerous in life to kind of like play with. You know what I'm saying? Like it could kind of feed into Tekashi just chilling with all those guys. And now he thinks he's a gangster or whatever. Just chilling with the wrong crew, chilling with the wrong people, no matter like how many niggas.
It's a very extreme example, but yeah.
It's very important to just kind of watch that shit. And even if you're in school, bro, don't be afraid to just, you know what I mean, like, calm down. You don't have to hang with everybody, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? Know who's really you and who you're comfortable with, you know what I'm saying?
That's I mean, it's definitely, it definitely can be tough to, like, figure out, like, even figure out yourself in high school at that mm-hmm. point or younger. Mm-hmm. Shit, yeah. There's old-ass niggas out here don't even know who the fuck they are.
Trust me, man.
But,
you don't want to be one of them.
Yeah, man. Just got to really focus on who makes you happy. You know what I'm saying? Who you have productive conversations with.
Mm-hmm. And you know,
so I'm going to be in a new group, and then I'm like, not that I'm like, I feel like, oh, I'm better than these people, but I'm like, yo, what are you guys talking about?
Yo, yeah. Send me some water.
Me and my wife have a fucking podcast about talking about.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Nah, that's
just. No, but I sometimes sit with niggas and just like, dude, bro, just be on some hater shit for like a 2-hour conversation straight. I'm like, bro, what? Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Bro, not,
the whole time?
Like, not even on some hater shit, but just on some, like, unproductive, like I yo, there's, so, okay, I can have conversation about anything. Literally, I can talk about anything, but just sometimes I just know, like, I don't even know how to explain it. Just, I'm literally in my head, I'm just like, what? My whole fucking time, like, yo, what the fuck are we talking about? Like,
it's 2 hours talking about other people, talking about fucking this, did that, and said this, and allegedly this, and that.
That's it, that,
bro. God. Fuck.
Gossip at that. Just, yo, that's just, yo.
Right, that's when I just want to jump up and land on my fucking neck, nigga. Just like, yo, I'm tired of
it. You know what it is, going. I think? I feel like it's because we grew up, I don't know, probably not so much your pops, but like, I feel like for me, like, my aunts, like, all they do all day is gossip on the phone. You hear it from the moment you wake up.
That's a fact.
That's why I'm so sick of it. That's why I don't like to do it, because I just heard it my whole life.
Yo, that's a fact.
I heard it my whole fucking life. I'm trying
someone
to sleep.
Someone else's you did this. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Do this and cause yeah, and one button, blah, blah, blah.
That's why I just, bro. Yeah, exactly. That's why it's like, I'm over that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that.
And yeah, most of the time I'm like, bro, y'all niggas don't even like, Oh man, especially when you hear a story about yourself. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck?
Bro,
like,
that's when it's most.
First of all, why did I do that?
Why are you telling it like that?
When did I do that? I'm like, what?
Trust me,
bro. I'm a wild nigga, apparently, like, according to these stories.
Oh my God.
I'm crazy, bro. I don't fucking get it, man. This shit is literally funny to me, man. Like,
bro, I was sleeping. Where did this come from? What the fuck? I wish I could remember a good example of like some crazy shit I heard about me.
Yeah, like,
I'm like, I don't do anything, and then it's like, oh yeah, that nigga, oh, gotta watch out for that nigga. I'm like, bro, I'll be at my base.
Yeah,
I'll be at my house, nigga, in ball shorts on the fucking couch working.
Yeah, yo, I wish there was like a fucking, like, in the world, someone in the future, someone fucking make this. When someone's talking shit about you, telling a story, there's a live cam pop up what I'm actually doing right now. Mm-hmm. Yo, Trey's doing this right now. Just,
you know what I'm saying? Like, scratching my nuts.
Or that.
Taking a shit. Fucking hurts. Oh,
I'm choosing a song to shit to. That's me. That's where my life is at. Okay? What song do I want to shit to?
Shit. What YouTube video do I want to watch?
Yo, you got to set aside the, you know, the toilet. Yeah. But yo, those are for the guys those are for the people that like,
they really know themselves.
I can't just go on the toilet and just fucking stand up right after. Like, I,
yeah, no, no, I
drop something. Like, I, you know,
yeah,
my, I gotta make sure, like, oh, everything,
and
you know,
done. And the
done,
thing is, like,
for sure.
Sorry, guys, skip ahead. We're about to talk about shit, so if you're not into that, skip ahead.
I won't get too graphic.
But. Yeah, but like, yo, for me, like, my actual act of shitting is so quick. Like,
yeah, but you gotta make sure.
But I just gotta chill there and just, you know, what I'm saying, flush once, then wipe,
yeah,
and flush again, and then.
Yeah.
You know, sit back down, like, real shit, like, chilling.
I'm a man. I'm just gonna be chilling. I'm like, yo, yeah. I have nothing to do. This is me time. This is my spa time. Like,
yeah, it stinks.
Nice.
But we got vids. We got vids to watch. I have 3 vids in my watch later playlist.
I lock off that sense.
Yeah.
It's just my eyes.
Now. As a kid, I had to fucking, like, say, yo, enough's enough. Cause, like, I remember one time I stood up and I'm like, yo, I see the toilet print in my eyes.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, no. I have to.
You see someone, like, try to open the door, like, 3 times.
I'm like, yo, set a timer.
So, yeah, it's still me.
I fucking try to change my voice and shit.
Oh, yeah, it's Chris now.
Yep, she's occupied. Public
shit. Yo, I hate saying, oh, remember. Public, yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, wrapping up.
Like, I don't even know what to say. Like, if it's locked, just, okay, leave it now.
Yeah.
They're still, okay, yo, I'm, like, what? I'm someone. Yeah. I'm fucking here. I was the one that locked it.
I remember when I used to, like, when I was at, like, fucking inside the Bell building, I, like, always fucking, actually, no. That's a lie. I was somewhere else, because I think, I like the stalls that go all the way down and cover your feet.
Yeah, but I want nothing to do with
apartment 200.
Show me nothing, huh?
Apartment 200 is like that.
Okay, I'll never use the bathroom.
You never like took a piss in apartment 200?
Yeah, but like,
yeah, I'm not saying shit. But I'm saying it's like a whole door, like from top to bottom.
Yeah,
what I'm saying.
I'm trying to say, like, when you're out, like, I'm trying. There's been some situations where I was in a workplace and I was just like there for a minute, so niggas see my kicks and my feet. So if you're like, you come to the bathroom, you're like, yo, nigga, someone occupying the stall with some Jordan 1s. Like, I don't know. Trey's not in the room. But
yo, I hope people try and talk to me in that situation. Like, like, we, what's a good example of like, I'd be like, I don't know, like, where I work with dad, like, he does office moving and stuff. So like, we'd be in the office buildings, and then like, we're on the floor for a whole day with a bunch of guys or whatever. And I'll be in my stall and another man's in his stall. And then he, like, wants to crack up a conversation.
Yo.
I've never personally had that.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
I understand it, though. I know people that do that.
Yo, we'll talk when we get out.
We'll talk when we're washing our hands.
Yeah.
Even that, I don't want to say
nothing. Yeah, I don't want to say, period.
Yo, bathroom, like, I want to open my mouth.
Unless I already know you prior to that,
yeah.
I'm not trying to talk to you.
So funny. So we're just in line. I don't know why you just said a word that made me remind me of it, but we're in line. Paying for some shit, and then some girl comes and is like, oh, excuse me, I just want some Purell. I'm like, the fuck, hand sanitizer? Like, I've never said, like, I just want some Purell. Like,
yeah
that word's not
like, even if I'm eating chocolate or sushi, I'll never say, like, yo, give me some of that green dragon roll. I'll just be like, yo,
green dragon roll.
If I'm eating like old Henry bar, I'm gonna say, yo, let me just get some.
Not
those
words like that where you just
that
say
might have been a little racist.
What the fuck?
Wait, what did I say? Green dragon roll.
No, that's an actual roll.
That's a roll.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
you green dragon roll.
I do sushi, I'm telling you.
Wait, what the fuck?
Red dragon roll, green dragon roll, black. Yeah,
I'm happy.
Firecracker roll. Oh man, we get crazy out here.
Philadelphia roll.
Okay. I just thought because, you know, like you see dragons in a lot of Asian like history and shit.
So no, it's in their sushi too.
Yeah, okay.
It's in their sushi, yeah.
Okay, okay. Good, good, good.
But niggas say like Kleenex and shit, which is a brand, but it's like.
Yeah, but Kleenex has become like that, like.
Yeah, Pearl's not there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not there.
I think we're talking about that too. It's tough to like invent something that's like, yeah, become, that sticks, that becomes a
becomes
fucking
the
word.
Item, yeah. What the item is called. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's like, another one?
It's like something in the dictionary. Like, Google it. Yeah, I think it's Google is pretty solid.
Okay. Oh, Google that. Yeah, it becomes an action.
Google
it.
Yeah, it's like an action.
But we're not talking about action. We're talking about an item though.
But like Kleenex.
I don't say, yo, I'm going to Kleenex my ass. Maybe.
Because you don't Kleenex your ass. You use bathroom tissue.
For your nose, nigga.
Kleenex is for your nose.
Okay, you Kleenex your ass.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop. Have you Kleenex?
I mean, why not? It's probably softer than actual.
Yeah, I'm saying you're living life.
Probably. No, I use a lot though.
Now you're flexing. Yeah, okay, maybe.
But no, like I don't say I Kleenex my nose.
Okay, not.
Yo, okay, what?
Pass me a Kleenex.
That is true.
You know, like
pass me a
Kleenex. What's the next one?
Yeah, but I don't say like pass me a Google. That's what I'm saying. Google doesn't work.
Yeah, but it's two different. You can't use like
no. But okay, out of the, okay, like in the tissue game, there's like, oh, they say Kleenex in the search engine game. It's like, oh yeah, Google that.
Yeah,
yeah,
Google
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, okay.
Yo, I was watching a video on Twitter and it kind of made a lot of sense. You know, what bidet is, right?
Yeah,
that's what you say, right?
Yeah,
a bidet. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing, that little fountain where you crouch over and it washes your ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was watching a video and they're like, yo, if you stepped in dog feces, you wouldn't just grab a tissue and wipe it off. You'd use water. So how come when we defecate?
If I stepped in dog
you're just gonna use a napkin? Aren't you gonna wash your foot? Like use water?
Oh, on my feet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I thought you meant like if I had like shoes or something on.
Oh no, no, no.
I probably just like
So yeah, so when we use the bathroom, how come we I guess it is kind of weird that
but
we just
you know
wipe
what?
Out.
Like I'm a wet wipes. Type
your
of nigga.
Wipes guy.
Yeah.
I heard it's bad for your sewage system.
No, I don't. Yeah, but the ones I have are flushable though.
Okay. Well, you get. Send me the link, bro.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You wipe your ass with wet wipes?
And they're like thick. It's the thickest wipe. It's
the baby wipes?
Yeah. They're like super thick wipes.
You wipe your ass.
I do. I do like toilet paper and then I'll do like a swig of wet wipe. I don't get it. What's so funny?
Yo, this is such a mood. Yeah, that's a big move.
Big
yo,
man
for
shit.
Real.
Yeah.
You got two steps to the wipe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got two steps to the...
Yeah.
You gotta... Send me a picture of the wet wipes. I want them
yeah,
on the
You got a wipe
sure.
routine.
I got a wipe routine, yeah.
Yo, wait, send the asshole
niggas
routine.
Don't have wet routines?
Yo, niggas got asshole routines. I don't have asshole... I'll wipe them out.
Yeah, brother.
I really don't... I know you're serious, but I don't... That's
no,
crazy.
I totally believe
yeah. Because, so now, like...
Bro, this is a next level shit. Like last time I wiped my ass with a wet wipe was the fucking when I was a baby.
And like I was laying on my back.
Yeah. Obviously, this is a home thing, right? Like I don't travel with wet wipes on me. So if I went to like your house,
sorry,
whatever,
I thought you said it's a moan thing. Mm-hmm. Moan too? Okay, go on.
The whole routine.
I literally
it's a home thing. So like, gosh, when I'm at home, I'm comfy, I'm cozy, my shit's there.
Oh, so you don't walk with the wipes?
No, I don't walk with the wipes.
Okay. No. You ever consider like, yo,
I'm not... I don't really shit on road.
What wipes? What wipes do you?
I don't know the name. I'll send you a picture though.
It's not the Clorox, like
no.
That's for your counter
like,
and tough stains.
They're like
stains.
Face wipes.
Well, I guess it would be a tough.
Yeah.
They're like facial tough wipes. I'll see if
but
I
isn't it? Me. I don't know. That's honestly, I don't like a wet asshole. I feel go shower. You know,
it's not.
Yo,
not
if
that
was me, I need three steps. I need the original wipe
and
the wet wipes, and then like stand by a fan with my.
It's too weird for me still to come clean. Even like a bidet, whatever that shit's called.
Bidet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it'd be messy. Everything's all over.
I've in many locations with a bidet and I'm like, yo, I could, like the shower's right there. I'm about to do it. Like, why can't I? But I just personally can't sit down and crank a fucking fountain up in my ass.
I've never tried it. Yeah. I would try it.
My dad had one. We had one in our house.
Yeah.
I literally have not. I lived there 5 years and I've always thought of him.
My dad would touch a cottage sometimes. I'm like, I have some time.
I have a whole weekend to figure this out. And I just don't. I've never used it. But I know people in like overseas. I think it's only North America where they don't do that.
I would try it.
Because remember in Bali and shit, they had a fucking, they had this, the hose thing.
Yeah.
Faitana, you use it? Faitana uses bidets.
Yeah. Nah, I can't do it. I'll just stick to normal wiping. But I am with that shit where it's like, yo, you use the bathroom. Why can't you just like go wash take a shower or whatever, like kind of wash it out.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be busy with it though.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, well.
It's like, you know.
Back to life.
So, I mean, I guess that's if you don't have no more tissue, you can save a lot of money like that.
Yeah, man.
Just with water?
Yeah, just get water.
Holy. JFL 42 is tomorrow. You could, at this point, yeah, today's Friday. You can still get tickets. Oh, you have a whole day. Yeah, tomorrow, come out and see us. We're at JFL 42. Talking all the behind the scenes and all the, like all the trials and tribulations and our journey to get where we at, what we're facing, what goes into the creative process, all that. JFL 42 in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
The link is in the description.
Wait a minute.
Yo, but for real, let me talk to you guys. Come out.
Come.
Like, big man thing. Honestly, I'm going to tell you for two reasons why you guys should come out. One is...
I'll be there.
That's one. That's number one.
I have three reasons then. Shell's going to be there. That's one. Two, I actually want, I want to talk to you guys. You guys, I watch podcasts and shit. I'm always asking. People come up to me and I have conversations of like how we can make the podcast better. This is your guys' chance to also talk to us like and just ask us questions that you want to know. You know,
yeah, I know there's other creatives out there want to do stuff and get into their little thing, whatever they enjoy.
And I hope you guys don't, like when we give you guys these opportunities to like come out and talk to us, especially when it's like some, a sit down and talk type of thing. I want you guys to come out because we want to do more shit like that, especially like workshops and shit like that in Toronto. Mm-hmm. We're in Artscape. They're always doing workshops here. And we've been thinking about like putting one together or whatever. And we don't know what it's going to look like. Maybe later on. But we want you guys to come out because we want you guys to learn from the fucking knowledge we collect.
We have a lot to learn from you guys too. Like just
that's exactly
walking around chopping up with you guys. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's how that works? And yeah. Oh, shit, this is a guy that does animation.
Yeah, we want to get into a lot of shit, man. So just we can all learn from each other. And again, man, we be preaching that shit. We're all human. We do different shit. We can learn from each other. So come out, JFL 42. We're going to be there. Fucking just chopping it up with y'all niggas, chilling.
Moderated by my man, Tyrone Edwards.
The one and only, man.
I hope he's not in a silk suit again.
I hope he is. I want y'all niggas to see, like, you're intimidated by the silk. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was like a hit to my ego for real. Like, I couldn't even... Like, I was thinking about that driving home.
I'm still thinking about it.
Silk,
nigga.
Buttons open.
Chains out.
And it was cold outside.
Man.
It wasn't a day for silk.
Let's touch on the subject of 6ix9ine for a second, because this is actually fucking crazy. We all heard it. We all knew it was coming. We knew the day was coming where 6ix9ine was going to take the stand. But this nigga's actually snitching. And I don't know if I should be sad for this nigga or if I should just look at this nigga. I personally don't give a shit. I'm looking at it like, that's crazy. You know, obviously you could talk about a shit. I'm looking at this like, bro, this is crazy because he's actually snitching. But like, where are you going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to go? Like, you can never go back to New York. You can never go anywhere, really. I don't know if he's still going to be making music. I don't know if that's even a thing because he's going to be have to put under like witness protection. There's going to be rules to this shit.
You could be a public figure in witness protection.
I think there has to be some like sort of
concerts in a bulletproof box.
Yo, like
everyone just stands around the box. That's a concept.
Yeah, that's a concept.
Now I'm living in a bunker. Cause yeah, I don't know. Can you leave the country at this point?
I don't know, man. But like, he's gonna go crazy, bro. Like, there's the thing is though. Like, you gotta understand, there's snitches out there. Like, he's locked up with snitches. He's not in solitary confinement. Like, he's locked up just where everyone else snitches. Like. He's just in a box full of snitches.
There's a snitch area?
Yeah, in jail. He was just with them. That's where he was staying like all this time. But it's just like, even when he comes out, like, I feel like he's still going to be accepted just because of like how big he was. Like, the streets, I feel like the streets never fucked with 6ix9ine, like, because they always knew, like, even Nipsey, when Nipsey said that shit, like, after that record came out and Nipsey passed, he's just like, bro, like, how you guys so surprised Tekashi told something like that? I think it was on Rick Ross's album.
Yeah.
I was just like, bro, like, I feel like all the real, like, and I feel like that's what boiled a lot of these niggas' bloods in the music industry, because they knew that, yo, you don't do this. Like, stop trying. Like, niggas are really going to jail. Niggas are really dying over this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing this. You don't live our life. You know what it's like. And he's just, like, kind of glorifying it. And a lot of people do this nowadays, like, where they just glorify it and focus on one thing and just try to act like they live it. And, I mean, shit, I'm ranting now, but it's crazy. It caught up to him quick.
Yeah, I'd be at my crib.
Like, I'm pretty sure I said something about this when we were freestyling, man. Just, you know, be yourself. Don't try to be something else, bro. That's what it is at the end of the day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even when we're rapping and we say shit that's, like, outlandish, we're like, no.
Yo, it rhymes.
We pull it back. We're like, no.
Don't do that.
I feel terrible
that.
Saying
you know what I'm
that.
Saying? Yeah, I'm capping.
Yo, I can't imagine the stress of just fucking pretending to be someone 24/7. If someone's around, oh, shit, I got to be fucking this character again.
Bro, I'm not even going to lie to you on some super deep shit. Nah, it's not even deep. I'm human. I don't give a fuck. When I was in high school, I was going through, like, just a lot of personal problems and shit. But I had to, like, really put up this, like, What's the word I'm looking for? This facade that mm-hmm. I was like happy and shit. You know what I mean? And I wasn't happy. Just going through, whatever, like just personal shit. But then I was just like, bro, like this shit is draining, bro. Like when I actually sat myself down, looked myself in the mirror, I'm like, bro, like you're happy, you're telling all these jokes and you go home, you're fucking like just quiet again. You know what I mean? And I'm like, bro, it's weird. Right. Especially for a nigga like me, I talk a lot, bro. So when I come to school not talking, this is what I'm saying, that I feel like this is why me and Julian beefed that day. Cause it's just one of those days where I'm just like, I'm not feeling it. Then when I'm around my niggas, like I'm kind of like, I'm like, this is my real shit. Like I'm fucking cheese right now. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it was a lot, bro. It was a lot of fucking energy just to kind of like, yo, snap out of it, do this, now you're this. And bro, that can drive a nigga like crazy. But I don't know, man. Be yourself, man. Well, I don't rock with a lot of niggas because niggas is just weird, bro. And that's what I mean. Niggas is weirdos. And just it's a bad thing, but find yourself, bro. Like, you don't gotta do that.
Yo, niggas be lost, man.
Bro, the real survive. Look at, I don't know these niggas personally, but a nigga like Kendrick. Kendrick just looks like he's being himself. He looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. J. Cole looks pretty good to me. I don't know.
Like, it works. It too yourself, works.
Bro. You know what I'm be yourself. Niggas can see through that shit. And sometimes when niggas don't see through that shit and they just say, like, all right, this mm-hmm. nigga is this guy, they're going to hold you to it. And if you're not that guy, I've seen on YouTube.
Yo,
so
when
many
they
times,
like you for who you are.
But you know what it is?
You're not that.
You know what it might be? It might be a complex of like wanting a certain group of people to like you. And then when you are yourself, that group doesn't like you, but another group likes you. And you're just like, fuck, but I want that group to like me. You see what I'm saying? And then that's why feel like they got to like, I guess, you know, when you're being yourself, you might not always get the response you want, but at least the response you're getting is one that you deserve, I guess.
Yeah,
you,
bro.
You know what I mean?
I can never, just in general, I feel like you guys have to be careful with the internet because I've personally seen on a lot of things like YouTube.
That's
and
not
it's just like
enough.
People are small. You start off with nobody. Yeah. You start off with nobody. You put out like whatever you're doing, if it's fake videos or fake this or fake that, you may attract a crowd one day. And that's not who you are. That's not really who you like or want to be or do whatever. It's like, that's the crowd that you're going to have. And then now you're stuck on that crowd. You try to switch up, do your normal shit. They're like, nah, I'm not feeling that. You know what I mean? It's like, bro, you know what I mean? There's ways, there's cheat codes to the shit, but it's just like at the end of the day, it's going to catch up to you. Life catches
you're
up to you.
You have to pay.
Always will, bro. So just be yourself, be original. This is the type of shit we always be preaching, man. You know what it is over here.
And you can always make that transition into being yourself, even if you're not currently.
Yeah.
Look at Tyler. Like, Tyler fucking was like, real. You know, all dark and shit. Now he's like the happiest, positive, you know, guy around.
Bro, Tyler literally said, like, what am I going to keep pretending I'm sad? Like, I'm not sad anymore. Yeah. I have all this shit. Like, I want to do different shit. Maybe if he is still sad or whatever, but he's like, yo, I'm finding happiness in playing the piano and singing. I can't sing, but I'm singing.
Y'all saw the Beats One radio the interview with Zane Lowe?
Nah, I didn't.
That shit was a good interview.
It was good. Yeah,
he's talking a lot about that. His whole transformation and just looking back now, all the science. With all the hindsight he has now, and everything that he's been through, he's like,
I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, I mean, it's
there's gems in interviews, nigga.
Yeah, facts.
Yo,
niggas need to fucking watch a lot of interviews on who's in the space that they want to be in the position that they want to eventually be in. Mm-hmm. Maybe dropping gems. They know what it took to get there, and most of the time they're just candidly speaking about that. A lot of Nipsey interviews, a lot of gems. Kendrick interviews, a lot of gems. Young Thug's interview had a lot of gems.
Really? Yeah.
The Tyler Creator interview I just said with Zane Lowe is pretty good too. Mm-hmm. Niggas need to get into reading books and shit. Niggas, a lot of fucking gems there. Niggas not talking about enough.
I don't read. I should read. I be telling myself, yo, I'm gonna read, and I just don't do it. So,
yo, you gotta,
I'll tell
y'all
when
you want to. Because literally, I tried when I didn't really want to, and I just didn't work. And then one day I'm like, I'm actually interested. Let me read this shit. And you find some shit, and I'm just like, I'm there by myself in my book, like, what the fuck? Gems, bro. I'm telling you.
For real. That's fire.
I feel like I should put together a little book list. Some shit I've been reading.
Yeah, you should.
A lot of gems. I'm gonna throw it in the description unless I forget.
I think it was on Twitter. I found a list of books that I guess Nipsey recommended to read. If you guys are interested. Again, I didn't really
I read a couple of those too.
I didn't get into it, but there's a lot of gems. Like, from what people were saying, there's a lot of like great books that he was saying, but I'll throw it in there too.
He's definitely a well read cat. One of the books he recommended was it's called Contagious. And then they talked about this Philly cheesesteak that it was just a regular cheese. No, it was like a premium cheesesteak. And at that time, Philly cheesesteak cost like $5 around the city, whatever, Philadelphia. And then this one company's like, why don't we make a $100 cheesesteak and make it like super, you know, high-end gourmet. Obviously, it's a lot of money for a cheesesteak, but it's like it becomes like a a thing that people want to talk about. You go to Philly, yeah. It's like, oh, you're talking about cheesesteaks. You think about cheesesteaks. Hey, have you heard of the $100 cheesesteak?
Mm-hmm.
So he took that concept and then he applied that to his
album.
The Proud to Pay mm-hmm. campaign he did for, what album was that?
Wasn't that,
Was that Victory Lap?
Crenshaw? It was Crenshaw.
Crenshaw, yeah.
Yeah, it was Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he put his album or the mixtape out for free, but then he also gave people the opportunity to pay for it and drop $100 for it. And that idea came from the book.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of the good shit they're talking about and a couple other books he read too.
And again, it's going to go right back to fucking what we just said. Like, we're telling you guys come out to JFL because, like, we got gems we want to drop to you guys, but we know y'all niggas got gems. Y'all niggas may not even realize you have the gems until we say, oh, like, that's smart. Maybe you should do it this way or apply it this way and, like, you learn something. But, everything you read, everything you take in, you watch, and whatever, everything you just kind of take in, your mind takes in, it's going to stick with you. And sometimes you'll just say the shit without even thinking. And it's like, oh, shit, that's a genius idea. And you're not even going to know, like, you took it from something or you got inspired from something. Like, we're watching Chappelle's Show and we're seeing, like, all the jokes over again that we watched, like, before. And we're just like, bro, like, we've been kind of thinking this way. And it's, like, kind of crazy because, again, you just don't notice it. You just start doing it. And when you start reading more and you start watching shit and you start listening to niggas and you're not getting caught up in this fucking hype, clout, fucking dumb shit.
Dude, that's
shit.
Why your friend group is so, crucial. Like, you're a solid little team, your nigga, little tribe, nigga.
Subscribe to the podcast.
And then from that, nigga, you reading books and shit, you picking up gems on your own. Like, that's for you, but it's also for your people. And then you instill that in your people. You tell your people about it. Your nigga just drop gems on you, all the gems mm-hmm. that they picked up. Tron comes home, he's like, yo, I was just at his place. I had this interview with this guy, blah, blah, blah. I was just talking to this guy on the street for like half an hour, and he told me this, this, and that. I'm like, oh, fuck, that's a good idea. And I think about it, I sit mm-hmm. with that. I'm like, I like this. And the next time I see one of my other slimes, I'm like, oh, shit, there's this idea that I, blah, 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 that I picked up. I think you should apply it in your life. And then, boom, mm-hmm. you know, you spread it. And this is what it's all about.
I can sit here all day and talk about this shit, man.
I feel like I'm fucking 87. Yeah. But yeah, I asked my dad, I'm like, I just took a shot in the dark because for group chat and shit, we tried, but he's like, oh, I'm shy, man. Yeah. I'm like, yo, come through for the podcast. It's downtown. He's like, yeah. Oh, what the fuck? Okay, sure.
Also, my dad got an iPhone. He's answering FaceTimes and shit out here.
Bro, I FaceTimed him. Crazy, yeah. And this guy's at work and shit. He answered. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Fucking sweating.
2019 for sure.
Yeah. I think we're going to wrap the podcast up here. Our booking's done here in a couple of minutes because, shit, we're freestyling.
Yo, wedges and shit.
We're freestyling for a minute getting food. But yo, my last, I like leaving y'all niggas with a little.
Hold on, y'all getting that fucking iPhone 11?
Yeah.
Oh, iPhone 11. There's some You're shit that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
The Pro?
Yeah.
The I think 1500. When's the one?
Not right away. Not right when it drops.
What's the one
drop? Next year? Too.
Yeah.
Didn't it drop?
I mean, hey, you never know.
You know what?
Well, my life can change in a year.
Yeah,
it dropped.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cop it because I skip two.
Yeah, I'm on. Yo, phones. I got.
Yeah,
the,
I'm on the A right now. I got to upgrade.
Yo, I'm on the eight. I'm on 7 plus, baby. Chilling.
Yeah.
Yo, I don't think this is a plus. I'm pretty sure it's just a 7.
Let me see your phone.
I'm not gonna lie. Very hot. It gets very hot.
Oh yeah, you do have that.
I got the metal back.
Yeah. Nah, like my shit be fun.
Maybe taxing honestly, though, man.
I yeah. also think too.
But it's for what we do too, and it does contribute. And
it's for what you do.
The camera and shit.
It's your everyday. This is a nigga put it this way, and I'm like, yo, you're right. He said he gets a phone every year. He's balling. I don't listen to my rich friends. But he said, yo, I get a new phone every year. I get the top one. I get the most gigs every year. You know why? I'm like, why? He said, yo, you're on your phone majority of the day. It's how you feel. It affects how you feel. It affects
your phone. Like, affects how you feel.
Yeah, like you're on there. It's just like, yo, your texting's going smooth and shit. Like your phone's not dying. It's not cracked or anything like that. It's like it's a reflection
that's
of you.
Getcha. That's how they get you.
Well, this is how he lives.
Take
he
care
he
of
look
your
good.
Shit so it don't slow down.
That's kind of vibe he's on.
Slow your shit down.
But also, when you get a new phone, like y'all niggas don't feel good.
Yeah, I know for sure.
I feel like
for sure,
ooh, nigga. Yeah,
I went from the six to the eight. I felt good as fuck when I did that.
Yeah. Yeah, but you know, you feel good and you get used to it.
Then you get used to it and it's normal again.
But yo, that's like a. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I don't know. I think a new phone is just on you personal because like my nigga Moshe is still on iPhone 5, so. There's that.
He's living his life.
And he's fine. Yeah. Like mm-hmm. he's like, yo, it gives me my problems here and there, but it's whatever. I'm fine. I personally don't need it, so I'm gonna get it like when it's time.
Yeah.
But
my contract's up end of the year, so I'll probably get it then, to be honest.
Yeah, see.
At the same time, I feel like it'll make me want to be on my phone more. Just to keep fucking looking at it and shit. All right, so boom. You already know what it is. We did a little Q&A. We had y'all send us some questions and we're gonna answer the questions on the audio version. So if y'all are here watching a video, you could go check us out. Boom, we're on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, Random Order. We're on the iTunes podcast app. You can listen there. It's going to be towards the end again. And while you're on the iTunes podcast app, why don't you drop 5 stars and say something nice about the kids? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. How much you enjoy the show. The 4YE hats are out. We put them out yesterday. Check them out. Get them there. 4YE.ca. Make sure you subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel. What else? Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Random Order Show to stay posted on what's going on. Tomorrow at JFL 42, Toronto, sure. Downtown. The sure. TIFF, it was stiff, TIFF, the Stiff Lightbox Studio. The TIFF Lightbox Studio. Yeah, come chop it up with the kids, man.
Yeah, that's it.
What's the quote of the day?
Quote of the
Faitan, day. Faitan, what do you, like, what? You leave us with a quote of the day. What are your thoughts? How you feeling?
Thank you for having me.
All right, you can cut the cameras.
For our audio listeners, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just for y'all. They can't see this.
Yo.
You can't watch this nowhere.
You can't see this.
Nah, this is just audio.
Come on, man.
Just audio.
We're going to run through some questions real quick that you guys sent us. If you guys are listening to this, you guys have a chance to do the same things, interact with us. We're just trying to bring the interaction up. Random Order on Instagram, Random Order on Twitter. Well, that's not the actual handle.
Random Order Show?
Random Order Show.
I'm thinking shit's going to pop up because of music video. Random Order Show on both Twitter and Instagram. You guys should follow us there. Stay posted. And all of our personals, which should be in the description of this audio version. Let's run it.
What we got?
Our man, if I say your name wrong, y'all niggas making weird ass Instagram names. Stop putting X's and Z's and Y's.
Sometimes it's taken. You got to change it for an X.
No, man. Put your name.
I could be JXE Richards.
Yeah, bro.
If someone had J Richards, I'd be JXE Richards. Right?
But it's always like ZZXY. Like, anyways, Armin Vander.
So asked, no Z's or Y's.
Nah, he just got the underscores and all that shit. He said, why do people hate on Brampton so much? Like, I was born and raised here. I don't see what's so sad about it. It's low-key a beautiful spot.
High-key a beautiful spot. I fucking miss Brampton.
Bro.
I've moved somewhere else. I'm not going to tell you where I live because people, and by the way, people, if you see me in the streets and say, oh, this is where you live, it's weird.
Stop. So why would I answer that?
No. No matter what, fuck. I'll be in my house in my fucking slippers and basketball shorts answering the door because you delivered Uber Eats. You live here?
Nope.
See my cuz.
Bye.
This is where my cousin lives. Actually, he doesn't live here. Anyways, I always tell people I miss Brampton. It's mm-hmm. calm, it's peaceful. You got grass, like all that. Like there's so much less distractions. Downtown is great. Not that I live there or anything. Downtown is great, but it gets very loud. I found a lot of peace in Brampton, and I feel like that's definitely part of the reason why we even started doing this shit in the first place. Is out of just straight boredom. Fucking around with friends, cracking jokes, recording shit. Then we're like, we should put this on the internet.
Yeah.
See if anyone else enjoys the shit.
Another fucking food for thought, man. Realizes your situation and adjust. You know what I'm saying? If you see like, yo, there's nothing to do here, create something to do. You heard
that? Oh, you know what? That's what it is. You could look at it as, oh, my city's boring. There's nothing going on. Nothing is happening. It's whack. Or, damn, I got a lot of time to myself. I got a lot of time to listen to my own thoughts. I got the space I need to fucking...
Yeah,
be creative because there's nothing else.
There's nothing else to do. You trying to be a clout demon? You want to be downtown popping bottles?
Bro, some people can't focus downtown, bro.
Yeah. For real.
Brampton, you go focus. You know what I'm saying?
My man, Amao Coro 935. I don't want to say your name wrong. Amao? How would you say Amao?
I don't know where the name starts and stops.
Exactly. Because
it's all Instagram. You can't.
I'm going to call you Coro. Yeah, that's a fact.
My man 935.
My 935 Coro. He want to know what would you do if you cut the if a man cut a do flap off.
Yo. My do flap?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, that's a different question.
Yeah.
If it's my do flap, I know my elbow's coming back.
Yeah.
That's what I do know.
Yeah.
That's what I do know.
That's a fact, yo. I couldn't even tell you. Because I guarantee I fucking black out.
Some niggas
gonna, ain't no telling what I do if my do flap came
that's
off.
That's a violation.
Yeah.
Can't do that.
Next question.
Next question. My man Mug 90, MMUG 90, just in case his name is my mug. He want to know, where do you find the inspiration for your styles? I'm assuming he's talking about dressing.
Whatever's in my closet.
Me personally, I kind of look, I ask my girl, I'm like, yo, is this fresh? Like, I have shit that I like, and I'll be like, yo, like, I think this would be sick together, and then I'll see what she says. But my, I think my whole style is cozy. Like, I just like being comfortable. I like being able to fucking sit, and it's just like, yo, like, my pants aren't too tight or my legs aren't too hot. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Or, like, I'm not sweating. I'm not doing the most, and, like, I just look comfortable.
Because you see the other side of that. You see the dark side where it's like, okay, I kind of like these pants and they're cool. I know they're super uncomfortable, but I'm okay, but I just need it for this shirt or whatever. And then you wear it and you have a bad time outside because now you're at a party and the kid drops a ball and he's like, can you pick it up for me? And then your ass, you know your ass is going to come out. So you got to pick it up from the side. Thanks, you're bending down sideways. You're not having a good time.
Yeah.
Cozy is definitely the way.
Cozy is the way. Just, and I think cozy is whatever's comfortable to you. Like, my cozy is just me. So you see me, I'm cozy. That's me. What about you, Shows?
For me, it's definitely a mood thing. Every day, like, my mood is different. So for me, like, I don't really try to have a certain style, you know, because I don't want to, like, oh, that's the Shells look. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll wear, you know.
At the same time, you see something, you're like, that's the Shells look.
Yeah, for sure. But that's because I feel like I could. I mean, I don't really know why that is. I have to ask a person that. But I don't know. I just try to put different things together every day. Like, some days I might want to wear, like, fucking, you know. Mm-hmm. Jeans that, like, don't go down all the way to my ankles, and I wear some nice socks and, like, a leather jacket. Someday I might want to be cozy. Like, I don't know. It's just whatever I see. I thrift a lot of stuff too. So with thrifting, you kind of, like, there's, like, a look there. So
I think it's also being comfortable, like, when you're shopping, because most of the time when I go shopping, like, I just don't want to buy. I don't want to look. I'm just too lazy.
You don't want to try shit on. Like,
all
that. Oh, God. I'm the king of not trying shit on and getting home and, like, fuck, it's too small.
Yep.
But then sometimes, like, I try shit on or I see it. I'm like, nah, like, this is not me. But then, like, I'm like, oh, hold on. But I put a fit in my head. I'm like, I can go.
Do you guys feel like you purposely stay away from stuff that a lot of people wear?
Kind of, yeah. I don't want to be doing that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why I like thrifting shit.
Yo, it depends,
like,
on how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, if it's, I haven't been shopping such a fucking long time, nigga.
Yeah.
I can't even fucking tell you.
My man Regia wants to know if there's a bear in your crib. Are you throwing hands?
No.
Realistic, I'm really thinking, what would
realistically,
I
realistically, I'm gonna fucking open a can of Cheez Whiz and hope that nigga likes that shit.
If then I'll throw hands. If then, that doesn't work,
I'm outside.
My man Arm One Strong says, advice on how to make a podcast as good as this one. Thank you for the compliment.
Oh man, you know what it is. We had our crack at this, like, sort of podcast talk show thing with group chat, and, like, our dive into it. Just like, not exactly. I don't know. We weren't really thinking of what we would enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, definitely it was about, like, trying to, like, please a listener that we didn't even know who we were targeting.
Oh, for group chat you're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was very specific. And then eventually that fell off because we just weren't enjoying it as much. Mm-hmm. And then for Random Order, it was just like a sort of reaction to group chat where it was like, okay, that was, like, super, like, okay, we're going to try to do this. We're going to do that. We're going to do this. And then from there, we're like, nah, okay, for this podcast, like, whatever's comfortable. What do we feel comfortable talking about? And it's literally, this is how we fucking communicate. It's literally like you're sitting in on us just chilling out the house with no cameras. Because that's all we talk about, stupid shit. We get deep sometimes. We fucking don't sometimes. We talk about Kleenex, and then next day we're talking about feelings and shit. Or spitting freestyles.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So it's whatever's comfortable to you.
Yeah, whatever's comfortable, whatever you're into, whatever you're
talking about.
Whatever you can talk about, whatever you're knowledgeable about talking about.
Yeah.
Is the best way to do it, because no one wants to be listening to someone that doesn't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
That's just off top. So
for real,
you know what you're interested in, what you're comfortable with, and then just, like, don't be afraid to try shit.
For reals.
My man, let's see.
My voice is extra deep right now. I don't know why.
I think you're feeling it.
Yeah.
Definitely embracing it.
Yeah.
Okay, we got, you're going to be let down with this one, baby. Someone said, I don't know, it's K.NGSLV. I'm going to say King Slav, maybe. I don't know. He wants to know if we're into stand-up, top five stand-up comedians right now. I'm not going to do top. I don't like answering top five questions because there's a lot of people I respect.
And I'll
it's just
that.
Like a top five for me, because someone asked, like, my man Giovanni said, who's y'all top five rappers? I can't give you top five rappers. There's too many rappers, you know? But top five comedians right now, and most importantly, what does Jay's face care routine entail? Because for real, I need to pass that to my girl.
I need to know too.
What?
Never have I ever wanted to kiss a man's face as much as I have Jay's.
Talk about it.
Damn.
Okay, so do you want to do comedians first?
Okay, so that's two questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
He greedy.
What, my fucking skincare routine?
Yeah, what do you do?
Bro, I be... Yo, honestly, man.
What products do you use?
To begin with, my skin pretty desired. I got lucky. And sometimes yeah. I'm putting shit on my face and like little products I got from my shorty. And I'm like, ah, do I...
This makes me
smoke, is it really making a difference? Mm-hmm. Yeah. My face smells like apples.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
I feel like that shit gives you problems. Like, sometimes niggas be trying so sometimes much products. Sometimes
it can,
like,
yeah. Nah, you got an allergic reaction,
like,
for
you
sure.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're doing. Like, most time, I keep it 100. I don't do nothing to my skin. I just water, that's it. Water, a clean towel.
I mean, you should get some towels. Face scrub in there.
You can get it. You can get a
face cleanse, scrub. You cleanse, right?
I feel like that's your shower thing, though.
Nah, like, but you get the like, real face thing, and then, like...
No, because that's spending rocks on your face, and that's scratching.
I no, got, you don't get the rock yo, one. Nah, you don't got to... I'll have rocks. Oh, yeah, don't get... I no got Neutrogena. What was that, Neutrogena?
Something like that.
Nah, that's St. Ives.
With the beads? With the beach beads? Yo, that'll scratch your fucking whole face off.
Rock your face.
Not good. They didn't know that. I'm on some shit. My soy cleanser from Fresh.
That one's
pretty
good.
Fresh is up there in the price.
Yeah.
I got one.
It's up there in the quality.
Honestly,
as well.
It's worth it, especially for your face, bro. Like,
it's your face. It's your
the
grill.
Money right here, bro. So, you definitely. I'm still looking here like there's a camera.
Yeah. Same. Come looking up.
Let me stop.
But I got this one joint from Japan.
Stop.
I don't know what it's called.
Stop it.
Whoa.
We're not going to Japan to get skincare.
No, you can order.
Oh, okay.
You can order.
But you can't because he doesn't know what it's called.
Nah, I ain't gonna tell y'all niggas because
okay. So why you answering, nigga?
Because I'm gonna let y'all know I cleanse, but it's only when like Maria's in town because it hurts.
Yeah, swing me that. Okay. Swing me a pick of that.
I'll swing you a pick of
but
it.
But you know what y'all heard? CeraVe, I heard is good.
Just point to the
CeraVe, I heard is good.
Yeah.
CeraVe, so check out CeraVe. That's a good
one. Yeah, CeraVe jumping on emails.
Yeah.
Oh shit, yeah. And top five comedians, I'm gonna say
Eddie Murphy.
Yo, Eddie Murphy's up there. Dave Chappelle for sure. Who else makes me fucking laugh?
There's a lot.
Cat. Yeah, there's honestly so much. Cat Williams is hilarious. Shit, man. Every bro, it's Hannibal Buress.
What's that shorty name? Was she in Friday? She's a big shorty in that Cat Williams shit. Is it Lunice? Lunel? Is it? Fuck. I'm going to find it.
While he's answering that, I'm going to move on to the next question. MB Wav wants to know, first off, he or she, I didn't open the profile, sorry, said best show ever. Thank you. And then said, what do you all think of people leaving their tray at fast food restaurants? And, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld. And,
I think it's
and
Lou not, now. Sorry.
And, no, you're good. And not picking up the trash after. I would say it's very disrespectful. Yeah, you're not at your house. Ducky. You know what I'm saying? It is someone's job to go clean up the tables, but it's just like, come on, my nigga.
Why can't you do it?
Common courtesy, clean up your mess. Just throw it away. Throw it away and put it right there. You know what I mean? Like, I do the most. I wipe my table if I made a mess. Like, if I left a little ketchup there, I'm going to wipe it up.
Mm-hmm.
I did it. I'm fucking, what am I, a baby? I am the baby, but I don't like it, though.
Yeah.
You know, if I was working there, I was like, yo, I saw someone like, you know, like, yeah, it is my job, but if I saw that you did it out of courtesy, wow.
Yeah.
My day is one notch better.
Yeah. Facts.
And I could bring it to the garbage. I could literally, the garbage is by the door and I'm in front of my food. I could pick up my food and drop it in the garbage on my way out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm going to say one more thing. A little bit kind of on the same topic of common courtesy. The other day I was walking and I was going to ball, and I was coming through this door and I saw like an old couple coming through the door. They didn't even look like they're together. It looked like they're kind of friends, but like one was super old and then the guy was like just a little bit younger than her, but they're still relatively old, around the same age.
Okay.
So I opened the door. And I was, like, way ahead of them, so I could have went in and then, like, maybe met them at the second door. Like, that's how far this nigga was.
Mm-hmm.
But I opened the door, and I slowed down so, like, they would open the first door, and I held the door open, and I let little mama come out first.
Mm-hmm.
So she comes out, and she's just like, oh, thank you. And I'm just like, oh, you're welcome. And then the man comes out to me, like, kind of whispers in my ear. He's just like, oh, your mom did an amazing job, like, raising. I'm like, first off, my mom teach me this shit. Like, this is me. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy, but
like,
talk, man.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just like, those are kind of the message that you'll just get randomly from just like, if you clean up, you know what I mean?
Right,
and someone's there and they knew that was their job, but you did that. Someone may say like, yo, hey, thank you for that. Like, I appreciate that or whatever. Like, and there's a lot, like, honestly, I've always wanted to live in an area where I can go to certain stores and niggas just know me.
Mm-hmm.
I was fascinated with that shit. Just like fucking New York, if you go up the street, nigga knows you for bodega or whatever. Like, we had one at the Hasty Market. The guy just knew us. And it was just our guy, bro. He's
we let
guy.
Us shoot
like,
there. We shot the High-End Paranoid.
High-End Paranoid, yeah. But it's just like, bro, you make friendships like that just by going, being kind and nice to people and just doing shit that you don't have to, but it's just like, you know,
yeah,
it goes a long way. That's what I'm trying to say.
For sure.
I'm going to get to this last question. We're going to get out of here. We still got shut down. My man, QTM710. Any advice on finding a creative outlet? Start with shows.
A creative outlet? What do you think he means? Like,
A creative outlet to, like, be creative. Like, what do you look at for inspiration to say, like...
Oh, no, creative outlet.
You mean, like
for him to express his creativity.
Yeah, like...
I thought you meant, like... Okay, I'm going to answer this question this way because I think it's better. I'll answer yours, too. But we often talk about, like, finding like, a vibe or a tone or, like, something motivational to make you find, like, make you get, like, creative ideas, like, out and, like, think creatively and shit like that. Like, me, I kind of like telling jokes to, like, my friends is, like, just mm-hmm. kind of testing it on them, like, seeing how it works. When I'm, like, working alone, I, like, just listening to music or lighting candles maybe or fucking just, like, I always, like, colored lights and shit, like, little hue mm-hmm. lights. Like, hue lights, you know what I'm saying? Like that. That's what I kind of do to kind of set the mood to say, all right, I'm kind of working. I like watching a lot of videos and seeing, like, what they could have done better or what things they could have done to change the video or what made me fall off from the video and then say, okay, answer those questions, write them down, you know what I mean? Then, like, apply it to something else.
Mm. What if you didn't know you like comedy? Like, what if you didn't know, like, yeah, what creative outlet was? Yeah.
All right, so now...
how would you explore
that's how I feel
it?
Like that you, question is.
Now your question. That's my show is a little bit different, right? Mm. Any advice on finding a creative outlet?
That's impossible for us to answer that. How?
Yeah, I think there's ways
to, like... trial and error.
Yeah, I think at the basis of it, like, I think you should... I think writing, like, I think...
I was going to say writing.
I think everyone should write no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, just, literally. Like, just to... If you have a book, you just drop your thoughts and, like...
Literally.
You're literally phone, just there, man. Ready, write yeah. whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're the only one reading it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an easy way just to start. And maybe, I don't know, maybe you find out, hey, I like poetry. Or maybe, hey, that was kind of funny. Or maybe I do like comedy. Or you know what it is. I think it's just a way just to get creative, period.
Mm-hmm.
Get the creative juices flowing. And then in other ways, like, you think about, like, what do you enjoy?
Yeah.
Like, what do you really enjoy? Maybe you enjoy watching fucking... figure skating for some reason, and that's just like something that you're sort of intrigued by, then maybe you should explore that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it doesn't have to be necessarily an artistic thing to be creative, right? It could be like building something. You could be like, you could express your creativity through building like birdhouses or, you know, working on cars, or even like playing video games could be a creative expression for some.
I think
people.
That's all art,
you know what I mean? Yeah, I think it's all art, yeah, but some people will look more at art as like drawing, music, whatever. But art isn't everything, bro. Like, you could run and that's art.
To think about you're bringing something that doesn't fucking exist, like it's in your head and then all of a sudden you have it in your hands. Mm-hmm. It sounds kind of magic.
Yeah. What you should do, write down the things you're into. So start with writing and write down the things you're into.
Why are you into it?
What
do you like about it?
And then you're letting that out, you'll probably find one of those things will be that outlet for you.
Dog, you learn shit about yourself when you write. You're writing candidly. No one's going to read this. Or you can be honest with yourself and just fucking, you know, put the pen to the pad. You feel me? You start learning new shit. I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't notice how much I was into. I didn't notice how much I was paying attention to this or that for whatever reasons, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to do one more because my man came in the room, gave us a look like, yo, get the fuck out. But these are all like really good, great questions. Victor, I'm assuming name is Victoria. Again, I should have just opened these profiles, but I didn't. Victor Velasquez. Okay. She said, how do y'all connect with people that are not on the same creative wavelength? And I think this is an amazing question because I feel like you should be able to connect to everyone to kind of apply to your creative wavelength. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's some people that don't maybe not be on the same wave as you, but then like you can still, who's to say you can't learn anything from them?
Exactly.
You know what I'm
saying?
A lot of a perfect example, again, a lot of episodes from Judge Tycho were all based on real stories, and it's not people that do anything in this area of fucking like what me and Jay do, but it's just like we had great stories with them. It's just like, you know what I mean? Like hearing them like, yo, why did you do this? You know what I'm saying? Like, why did you do that or whatever? You get to like understand it. So I feel like it's just like, not to say, I don't really know. Like me, when I'm not talking to people about videos, like I don't talk about video shit. I just talk like I'm just chilling with the homies. I'm chilling with the homies now. Mm-hmm. I switch modes, almost like Ben 10 shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I'm chilling with this person. I'm gonna chill with this person and kind of like adjust to maybe the stories they want to talk about or shit they want to talk about. But then it's just like when Jermaine was saying earlier in the episode, I was talking to someone that did some creative shit and we're talking downstairs for like almost an hour just about shit. And I'm like, holy shit, an hour passed, but it's because you can kind of switch that. When you go into business meetings and shit, sometimes you have to switch in it and put on your nice voice and shit, you know what I mean? And not really talk like with slang or like boom bops. You feel me? Like, you gotta have that like switch to it. So
yeah,
that's my answer to it.
Nah, I agree with that answer. That's it.
If we talk,
just be open, you'll be open. Yeah,
yeah, definitely be open. I mean, people have their different creative processes, so I imagine it's gonna be. I mean, we've tried too. Like, we work with, we like see someone's work. I'm like, oh, I enjoy his work, but then like trying to work with them is like difficult because like maybe their creative process is different. But I think, and I don't know if it's like, I don't know if it's always like worth like really trying to work with a person. Sometimes like maybe your creativity is just like totally different and it doesn't really work out.
Yeah,
but I think you could benefit from just sort of like looking for their strengths. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you see in their work that's like, oh, fuck, I like how they do that. Like, maybe that's not how I get down, like, when it comes to putting my art together or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, you look at them and you realize, like, oh, this guy's very good at doing this, or this girl's very good at doing that.
Yeah.
And then you, you know, you take that and apply that to, you adapt to that.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But sometimes, nigga, just like,
it won't always work.
Like I said, for Judge Tycho, yeah, or what Toronto's saying, for Judge Tycho, like, a lot of our guys are just fucking funny and they don't even know they're funny. They're just living life. They're just like, they're just them.
And that's
like,
crazy.
Yeah. If I was to sit down with them and try to write a skit and them trying to be like them, and they were trying to be funny, it probably wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
It literally has to be us sitting back and they're just like observing this guy or girl and just like seeing their ways and their characteristics and their, you know?
Facts. Yep.
Yeah, I like this. I like this little extra audio thing. So maybe we will continue to do it. You guys just keep sending your questions, and fuck with your boys, man.
Should we start like an email or something?
We could start an email, but
no.
Yeah, I guess we'll do DMs for now.
We'll do see how this goes.
Yeah. Well, we can't
DM random or the show, or DM any one of us.
You know what it is, man. We out.
That was a HeadGum podcast.